Venimos hablando en estos meses acerca de cultura de reino.
So, we're going to start in it. So, as you guys know, in these past months we've been talking about the kingdom culture.
Y uno de los temas dentro de la cultura del reino que hablamos durante el ayuno.
And one of the topics that we talked about the kingdom culture when we were fasting.
Hablamos acerca del origen del pecado.
We talked about the origin of sin.
Bien, y hoy vamos a estar hablando un poco más de este tema, profundizando más en este tema.
And so today we're going to talk about a bit more about what this is and going deeper into what this topic is.
Y es muy importante entender este tema.
And so it's very important to understand the topic of the origin of sin.
Porque el diablo sigue haciendo de la suya, digámoslo así.
Because the devil keeps doing things his own way.
Pero de la misma manera.
But continuously the same way.
Diga esto conmigo.
So say this with me.
Los demonios no mueren.
So demons don't die.
Reciclan gente.
But they recycle people.
¿Qué significa esto?
So what does that mean?
Son los mismos demonios de hace 6,000 años.
They're the same demons that were here 6,000 years
que
ago.
Que atacaban a Adán y Eva.
That attacked Adam and Eve.
Y a toda la gente de ese tiempo.
And all the people during that time.
Son los mismos.
They're the same ones.
No mueren.
They don't die.
Reciclan gente.
They just recycle people.
Usted se muere.
You die.
Cambian de víctima.
And they change the victim.
Cierto, atacan a alguien más.
They now go and attack somebody else.
Pero entonces podemos estudiar y aprender.
But then we are able to study and to see.
Cómo el enemigo viene atacando desde el inicio del tiempo.
How the enemy has been attacking us from the beginning of time.
Y cómo es el mismo ataque que tú y yo recibimos hoy.
And how it's the same attacks that you and I receive today.
Hoy vamos a estudiar Génesis 3.
So today we're going to study Genesis 3.
Génesis es el primer libro de la Biblia.
Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
Y Génesis es la palabra Génesis significa orígenes.
And the word Genesis actually means origins.
Bien, vamos al capítulo 3.
So let's go to Genesis chapter 3.
Y este es el relato de lo que ocurre justo después que Dios creó. Al ser humano.
And so this verse is referring to what just happens before the
right after
mankind.
Bien, los primeros seres humanos de los que la Biblia habla se llaman Adán y.
So the first human beings that the Bible talks about are Adam and Eve.
Bien, vamos a leer capítulo 3.
So chapter 3.
Desde el versículo 3. La serpiente era el más astuto de todos los animales salvajes que el Señor Dios había hecho. Cierto día le preguntó a la mujer, ¿de veras Dios le dijo que no deben comer de ningún fruto de los árboles del huerto?
And so it says, it's only the fruit from the tree in the...
Oh, geez, sorry. Can you put from verse 1 in the screen? No, leí desde el 1. I'll say it in English. The serpent was the craftiest of all the animals that God had made in the garden. One day he asked the woman, did God really tell you that you should not eat of any fruit of the trees that are in the garden? Bien, empecemos por ahí. Ese es el versículo 1 de Génesis capítulo 3. Entonces, una de las estrategias que más utiliza Satanás es cuestionar las cosas que Dios dice.
And so if you realize, some of the biggest, or one of the strategies that the enemy uses is to make you question what God has for you.
Can you turn on the lights, bud? Bien, entonces el enemigo nos hace cuestionar las cosas que Dios dice.
And so the enemy makes you question the things that God has said.
Lo que Dios ha dicho.
What God has said.
Sus promesas.
His promises.
Su ley.
His law.
Su palabra.
His word.
Mire que todo hoy en día.
So look that at everything today.
Trata de hacer ver como lo que Dios dice o que la palabra de Dios es ridícula.
It's now causing to make what God said or God's promises or everything that God said, it makes it look ridiculous.
O anticuado, antiguo.
Or it makes it look at it something of the old times.
Que ya no aplica o que eso era para viejos tiempos.
That it doesn't apply to this day and age, but it was for an old time.
Mire que a veces uno dice, no, es que la Biblia dice esto, lo que Dios dice es así, es asá.
And you know, there's moments that we say, but no, the Bible says this, we should do this, this, and this.
La gente dice, eso era antes.
And people say, that's for before.
Eso para los abuelos.
That was for our grandparents.
Pero hoy en día son... No, eso ya es a la antigua.
But today, that doesn't make sense. You're thinking old ways.
Y cuando el enemigo empieza a poner estas dudas,
and so when the enemy starts placing these doubts,
o nos empieza a hacer preguntas acerca de lo que Dios ha dicho,
or starts making us question about what God has said,
la duda y la incredulidad empieza a brotar en nuestro corazón.
Doubt and
unbelief
begin to grow in our hearts.
Bien, entonces a menudo utiliza personas.
And so many times he actually uses people.
A veces utiliza situaciones para llevarnos a cuestionar.
Sometimes he uses situations that cause us to doubt.
Y para, como le digo, para cuestionar las cosas que Dios dice.
And so as I said, the enemy makes us question the things of God.
Algo que es importante entender es que no está mal tener dudas.
And so something to understand, it's not bad to have doubts.
No está mal tener preguntas.
It's not bad to have questions.
Lo que está mal,
But what's wrong
es no resolverlas.
Is to not resolve them.
Porque cuando usted se queda con dudas,
because when you stay with the doubts,
cuando se queda con interrogantes,
when you stay with you know, these thoughts in your mind,
la duda y la incredulidad empieza a crecer cada vez más en, dentro suyo.
Doubt and unbelief begins to grow more and more inside of you.
Y se empieza a llenar de razones.
And you begin to fill yourself with reasons.
Hasta tal punto que ¿cuál es la idea de esto?
And it gets to the point that is, what is the point of this?
Que te lleva a dejar de creer.
That it would take you to not believe.
Que te lleva a negar tu fe.
That it would take you to deny your faith.
Que te lleva a hacer algo opuesto a lo que algún día determinaste que era correcto.
And that it would take you to do something opposite that what one moment in your life you thought was correct.
Y te lleva por ende a darle la espalda a la palabra de Dios.
And it basically takes you to a point where you turn your back on the word of God.
Ahora algo que quiero que entienda.
So now there's something I want you to understand.
Es que si le damos la espalda a la palabra de Dios,
that if we turn our back to the word of God,
le estamos dando la espalda a Dios mismo.
We are turning our back to God himself.
¿Y por qué digo esto?
And why do I say this?
Porque hay mucha gente que cree que está bien con Dios.
Because there's a lot of people that believe that they're good with God.
Pero no creen mucho en su palabra.
But they don't really believe in his word.
No viven conforme a su palabra.
They don't live conform to his word.
Y no se ajustan a las reglas o a las leyes o a las expectativas de la palabra.
And they don't adjust themselves to the rules, to the way the word says things should be done.
Entonces, por ejemplo, alguien que vive en adulterio.
So for example, somebody that lives in adultery.
Alguien que está fornicando.
Someone that is fornicating.
Pero piensa que está bien con Dios.
But they think they're okay with God.
Piensa que no, es que Dios, yo voy a la iglesia, él es mi amigo, yo oro.
And they think, no, you know, church, I go to church and God is my friend and he knows me.
Dice la escritura, el adúltero no heredará el reino de los cielos.
But the scripture says that the adulterer will not inherit the kingdom of God.
El impuro,
the impure ones,
el fornicario,
the one who fornicates.
Entonces, ¿estás bien con Dios?
So are you good with God?
De pronto crees que estás bien.
You probably think that you're good with God.
Pero según Dios, no estás en buenos términos.
But according to God himself, you're not on good terms with God himself.
¿Sí me estoy explicando?
So does this make sense?
¿Cuál es la idea con lo que estoy diciendo?
So what is the idea with what I'm trying to tell you?
Que hay muchas personas que creen estar bien con Dios.
That there are many people that think that they're good with God.
Pero están viviendo de forma contraria a su palabra.
But they're living their lives the opposite to what the word says.
Tengo noticias para ti.
So I have news for you.
No estás bien con Dios.
You're not good with God.
Eres un criminal espiritual.
You're a spiritual criminal.
Así, ay, pastor, sacó el látigo.
And so you can say, oh, pastor, you, now you took out the whip.
Llegó de Florida, ando duro.
You came from Florida and you're hitting us hard.
No es la idea.
But that's not the idea.
Pero sí quiero sentar este precedente.
But I really want to set this precedent for what I'm telling you.
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque así opera el enemigo.
Because that's how the enemy operates.
Dice, Dios te ama.
And he says, God loves you.
No pasa nada.
Nothing happens.
Tienes derecho a ser feliz.
You have the right to be happy.
Y te lleva a hacerlo mal.
And he causes you to do things wrong.
Y cuando menos te das cuenta,
and when you least realize it,
estás tan lejos de Dios,
you are so far from God,
tan lejos de su voluntad,
so far from his
tan
will,
lejos de su favor,
so far from his favor,
que es difícil volver,
that it's hard to come back.
Eso le pasó al hijo pródigo.
And that's what happened to the prodigal son.
Volvamos al tema.
So let's go back to what we're talking about.
No está mal tener dudas.
And so, once again, it's not wrong to have doubts.
Lo que está mal es no resolverlas.
What's wrong is to not resolve them.
Y entonces el enemigo siempre va a tergiversar un poco lo que Dios dijo.
And so the enemy is always going to alternate a bit what God has said.
Alter, not alter.
Alter. Alter, yes.
Bien, entonces, por ejemplo, aquí en este caso, él le dice... ¿Es cierto que Dios te dijo que no puedes comer de ninguno de los árboles?
And so, in this point, if you see, he says, is it true that God told you you can't eat at any of the trees?
Eso no había pasado.
That's not what happened.
Dios le había dicho que podía comer de todos los árboles.
God had told Adam and Eve in this case that you could eat of all of the trees.
En realidad solo le prohibió comer de un solo árbol.
In reality, he only prohibited them from eating from one specific tree.
Mira el versículo 12, ya lo dice. Claro que podemos comer del fruto de los árboles del huerto, contestó la mujer. Es solo del fruto del árbol que está en medio del huerto que no se nos permite comer. Dios dijo, no deben comerlo, ni siquiera tocarlo. Si lo hacen, morirán.
And so if you see in verse 2, the Eve says that it's God said that we could eat any of the tree in the garden, but what he said is that we can't eat of any of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, because if we eat from that tree, then we will surely die.
Bien, entonces, mira, aquí ocurren dos cosas muy importantes.
And so if you realize here, there's two important things that happen.
Satanás está tomando algo que Dios dijo.
Satan is taking something that God himself said.
Y lo está tergiversando.
And he alters it.
Dios le prohibió comer de un árbol.
God prohibited them from eating from one tree.
Y él les dice, Dios les prohibió comer de todos los árboles.
But Satan tells them, but God prohibited you from eating all the trees.
O sea que las mentiras de él.
So the lies that come from him.
son parcialmente verdad.
They are partially true.
Cierto, si uno está viendo algo blanco,
if you are looking at something that is white,
pero le dicen que es negro,
but they tell you that it's black,
usted le va a decir obviamente no.
You're going to say it obviously isn't.
Cierto, pero si le dicen no, 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 es que eso es como color amarillito pollito.
But if they tell you no, it looks like a little bit of like a yellow, like
si,
like how chickens
si lo mira
are.
Este ángulo, se ve amarillito.
If you look at it from this angle, it looks a little more yellow than
usted
white.
Empieza a dudar,
and you start doubting.
Cuando menos se dé cuenta,
and when you least expect it,
usted ya está viendo la pared amarilla.
You're now looking at the wall that's supposedly white. You're looking at it that it's a little bit
entonces,
yellow.
Una verdad a medias,
so a half truth
es a veces más poderosa que una mentira frontal.
Is sometimes more powerful than a straight on lie.
O que una mentira total.
Or than a total lie.
Y Satanás no te miente completamente.
And Satan doesn't always completely lie to you.
Dice la verdad medias.
He says half truths.
¿Y cómo se llama la verdad medias?
And what is a half truth still called?
Mentira.
It's still a lie.
Digo esto porque cuando uno no dice mentiras gigantescas.
So I want to tell you this because it's not always that we say huge lies.
Pero ¿cuántas veces decimos verdades a medias?
But how many times do we tell half truths?
Y cuando decimos verdades a medias,
and when we say half truths,
¿sabe cómo nos llama Satanás? Dios.
Do you know what God calls that?
Hijos de su padre, el diablo.
You are sons of the father, you're the devil.
Que es padre de mentira.
That he is the father of lies.
Que es engañador por naturaleza.
That he is the one who the one that his nature is to manipulate.
Entonces una forma poderosa de manipular.
So a powerful way to manipulate.
Es decir, una verdad.
Is to say a truth
con una mentira escondida.
With a little lie hidden in it.
Cierto, con una mala intención.
With, you know, a wrong intention.
Entonces, Satanás utiliza esta estrategia.
And so Satan uses this strategy.
Y empieza a confundir a Eva.
And he begins to confuse Eve.
La segunda cosa que ocurre,
the second thing that happens,
es que Eva le responde,
is that Eve responds.
Y le dice, eso no es cierto.
And she says, that's not true.
Y uno diría, tremenda Eva, conocía la verdad.
And you could say, oh, that Eve is awesome because she knew the truth.
Y mire que no conocía la verdad.
But if you look at it, she didn't really know the truth.
La sabía media.
She knew it halfway.
¿Por qué? Porque la Biblia dice que en la mitad del huerto había dos árboles.
Why? Because in the middle, the Bible says that in the middle of the garden there were two trees.
Y Eva lo que le responde es, él nos prohibió comer del árbol que está en la mitad.
And if you see, Eve says, no, he prohibited us from eating from the tree that is in the middle.
Eso no fue lo que Dios le prohibió.
That's not what God prohibited.
En la conversación que Dios tiene con Adán,
in the conversation that God has with Adam,
él le dice, te prohíbo que comas del árbol del conocimiento del bien y del mal.
He says, I prohibit you from eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Entonces mire que el pecado original no fue comerse una manzana como piensan muchos.
So if you look, that the original sin was not eating an apple as many people think.
Como el logo de Mac.
Like the, you know, like the logo on a MacBook that it has like a bite in it.
Alguna gente piensa que la manzana era la tipología de las nalgas de Eva.
A lot of people that even think that the apple is reference to
Eve's butt.
Eve's butt.
Cierto. Suena más feo. No, mentira.
Eve's derriere.
Entonces dicen, ah, el pecado era el sexo.
And so people say, oh, the sin was they had sex.
No.
No.
Dios le dijo, reproduzcanse, multiplíquense y llenen la tierra.
God even told them, reproduce yourself and multiply and fill the earth.
Yo no sé usted, yo apenas voy con tres.
I don't know about you, but I've done it now with three.
Y para lograr esos tres me ha tocado tener mucho eso.
And to reach those of multiplying with three, it's been a lot.
It's been a lot. That's out of context.
No, okay, no,
you
wrong.
You have to have a lot of sex to get to three.
I'll erase what I said. That I, yeah.
Entonces el pecado no era tener sexo.
And so the sin was not to have sex.
El pecado no era comerse una manzana.
The sin was not eating an apple.
El pecado era comer de un árbol.
The sin was eating from a tree.
Es decir, el fruto.
It's to say the fruit
del conocimiento.
Of the knowledge
entre el bien y el mal.
Of what was good and what was evil.
En otras palabras, Dios le dice al hombre, tú no tienes la capacidad.
And so there's another case is that the Lord tells them that you don't have the capacity
para discernir entre lo que es bueno y lo que es malo.
To be able to discern between what is good and what is bad.
Entre lo que te conviene y no te conviene.
And what's good for you and what's not good for you.
Entre lo que a largo plazo va a ser bueno y lo que no.
And what in a long period of time, in longitude, or longitude, no, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, long period of time is going to be good for you or what. It's not going to be good for you.
No tenía esa capacidad.
We don't have the capacity, humans.
Entonces Dios le prohíbe comer de eso.
And so God prohibits them from doing so.
Había otro árbol en el centro.
But now there was another tree in the middle.
Que era el árbol de la vida.
That was the tree of life.
Y de ese no se le prohibió comer.
And from that one, they weren't prohibited from eating from.
Entonces, ¿Por qué le estoy diciendo esto?
And so why am I telling you this?
Porque Eva dice, nos prohibió comer del árbol del centro.
Because Eve says that we were prohibited from eating from the tree that was in the middle.
Eva estaba un poquito desubicada.
Eve was a little confused.
No había un árbol.
There wasn't a tree.
Había dos.
There was two.
Y no se le prohibió comer de ambos.
And she wasn't prohibited from eating from both.
Se le prohibió comer del árbol del conocimiento del bien y del mal.
She was prohibited from eating of the tree of good, of the knowledge of good and evil.
Este texto me permite ver que ella no estaba totalmente clara. ¿Qué fue lo que le prohibieron?
And so this text allows me to see that she wasn't completely clear of what it was that they prohibited her.
¿Qué quiero decir?
So what do I want to say?
Ella no conocía la palabra instrucción de Dios.
She did not truly know the instructions or the word of God.
Nos pasa mucho a nosotros.
And that happens many times to
hay
us.
Gente que dice, some people say,
oh, some people say,
es que hay, como dice la Biblia,
that, you know, like the Bible says,
al que madruga, Dios le ayuda.
You know, whoever wakes up early, God helps them.
Eso no está en ningún lado.
That's not in the Bible.
Ayúdate, que yo te ayudaré, como dice la palabra.
You know, the Bible says, you know, help yourself and I will help you.
Ojo por ojo y diente por diente.
Or, you know, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Decimos cosas,
we say things,
pensando que Dios las dijo,
thinking that God said them,
que Dios jamás dijo.
But God never said them.
¿Qué otras cosas usted ha oído que supuestamente Dios piensa?
What are the things have you heard that you've heard that that's what God thinks?
Pero que no son totalmente verdad.
But that are not totally true.
¿Alguien ha oído?
Has someone heard?
Que el dinero es malo.
That money is bad.
¿Alguien lo ha oído?
Anybody has ever heard that money is bad?
Nadie ha oído nada.
No one has ever heard that.
¿Están despiertos? Sí, están aquí. ¿Quién ha oído eso?
Who here has heard that money is bad?
¿Y que piensan que Dios dijo que el dinero es malo?
And that they think that God said money is bad.
Eso no dice la Biblia.
The Bible doesn't say that.
Dice la Biblia, el dinero es bueno para todo.
It says in the Bible that money is good for everything.
¿Qué sí dice la Biblia?
But what does the Bible say also?
El amor al dinero.
The love of money.
Es malo.
Is wrong.
Es la raíz de toda clase de males.
It is the roots of all evil. Or concepts of evil.
El amor.
The love.
Entonces hay gente que dice, ay, no, es que yo no trabajo, yo no me esfuerzo mucho, yo no me preocupo por eso, porque es que eso es malo, igual.
And so there are people who say, you know what, I don't really, you know, I don't work, I don't wake up early, and I don't produce money because, you know, that's wrong.
Y como no tiene un peso.
And because they don't have even 1 cent.
Es esclavo.
They're a slave.
Es empleado.
They're just an employee.
Otra persona es dueña de su tiempo.
But there's another person is, they own their time.
Es el dueño de si usted puede ir o no puede ir a un lado.
They own you in saying, can you go somewhere or can't you go somewhere?
Si puede pasar el día con su familia o no.
That you, if you can spend the day with your family or if you can't.
Si puede ir a una misión o no.
If you can go to a mission trip or you can't.
Si puede sembrar o no.
If you can sow or if you can't.
Pero aquí, gloria a Dios.
But then you say here, oh, but to the glory of God.
Hay que pensar diferente.
You need to think differently.
Como Dios dice.
As God says.
El dinero es muy bueno.
Money is very good.
Pero no hay que amarlo.
But you don't need to love it.
A mí, por ejemplo, me decían todo el tiempo.
For me, for example, they would tell me many times.
Es que Dios, cierto, usted como es cristiano, usted no puede beber.
Oh, but you know, because you're a Christian, you can't drink.
¿Sí o no? ¿Alguien ha oído eso?
Yes or no? Have you heard that?
Alcohol es pecado.
Alcohol is a sin.
Eso no es lo que dice la Biblia.
That's not what the Bible says.
Inclusive en la Biblia hay una oración.
Even so, in the Bible there is a prayer.
Agradeciéndole a Dios por el vino.
That is thanking God for the wine.
Jesús multiplicó el vino.
Jesus multiplied the wine.
Hizo bastante.
He made a lot.
Litros y cientos de litros.
He made hundreds of liters of wine.
Y peor aún.
And even worse.
La última cena.
The last supper.
Se la tomó con vino.
They drank it with wine.
Imagínese.
Imagine that.
Y Pablo le dice a Timoteo.
And so Paul tells Timothy.
Que se tome un poquito de vino.
That he would drink a little bit of wine.
Entonces mire que pensamos supuestamente lo que Dios dice.
And so we think that what God supposedly said.
Cosas que él no dijo.
That he didn't say.
Ahora usted va a decir, ah, el pastor dijo que a beber se dijo. No,
and so now you're saying, oh, the pastor said we can drink, so let's go drink.
No.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Él dice, no te embriagues con vino.
He says, Don't get drunk with alcohol, wine or wine.
No pierdas el conocimiento.
You know, don't lose the consciousness. Thank you.
No trates de ahogar tus problemas.
Don't try to drown your problems.
Ni buscar la alegría.
And don't look for joy in that.
Si tú ves en la Biblia el contexto del vino y del licor.
But if you look in the Bible, the context of wine and of liquor.
Siempre se usa.
It's always used.
Para honrar.
To honor
y celebrar a Dios.
And to celebrate God.
Cualquier otro contexto,
whatever other context
es un mal uso de él.
Is a wrong use of it.
Entonces, me voy a celebrar mi cumpleaños.
And so I'm going to go celebrate my birthday.
Me voy a pegar una buen peda. No.
I'm going to get really drunk and celebrate.
Eso es pecado.
That's a sin.
Pero reunirte con tu familia.
But to come together with your family.
Para darle gracias a Dios.
To give thanks to God.
Para honrar y bendecir por un nuevo tiempo.
To honor and to bless for a new time.
Por lo que Él ha hecho.
For what He has done.
Y sentarse con una copa.
And to sit down, you know, with a cup.
Y celebrar.
And to celebrate.
Es bueno.
It's good.
Dice la Biblia que alegra el alma.
The Bible says that it pleases or it makes the soul joyful.
Y se puede hacer.
And you can do it.
Ahora, si usted no se sabe controlar,
now, if you don't know how to control yourself,
entonces no lo haga.
So don't do it.
Si se pasa de copas,
if you, you know, you drink too many cups,
está pecando.
Then you're sinning.
Entonces usted tiene que pensar si va a consumir alcohol algún día.
So you need to think about if you're going to consume alcohol
si
one day.
Si la manera en que lo estoy haciendo,
that if the way that you're doing it
está honrando a Dios,
is honoring God,
o lo estoy deshonrando.
Or if you're dishonoring Him.
Si me explico, hay una gran diferencia.
So you notice there's a big difference
en hacerlo para honrar a Dios,
in doing it to honor God,
que hacerlo porque hay que celebrar.
Than to do it because I just want to celebrate.
La motivación es diferente.
The motivation is different.
¿Pero por qué le digo eso?
So why am I telling you this?
Porque a nuestros hijos no le enseñamos esto.
Because to our children we don't teach them these things.
Todos los cristianos siempre dicen eso no se toca, eso es pecado, eso es del diablo, no
so,
lo mire.
So Christians always say that is a sin, don't touch it, don't even look at it.
Todos los hijos no, eso es.
And so our kids go, no, get away from me, Satan.
La primera vez que alguien los invita donde no tienen que estar y se pegan su primera prenda.
And so the first time that someone invites them to somewhere they shouldn't be and that they get drunk for the first time,
woo!
You know they're going, woo!
Ya quieren vivir pegados.
And now they want to live, you know, attached to that.
Porque conocieron algo que nunca usted les enseñó.
Why? Because they learned something that you never taught them.
Y no aprendieron el uso correcto.
And they did not learn the correct use to what it was for.
El sexo.
Sex.
Dicen, el sexo es malo.
They say sex is bad.
Y a los niños le dicen, de eso no se habla.
And so you tell our kids, we don't talk about that.
Todo lo contrario.
That's completely the contrary.
El sexo es un regalo de Dios.
Sex is a gift from God.
Es tan bueno que escribió todo un libro llamado Cantar de los Cantares, uno de los libros de la Biblia.
It's so good that they wrote a whole chapter or book in the Bible about it. It's called the Songs of Solomon.
Of Solomon.
Songs of Solomon.
Y es acerca de la sexualidad.
And the book Songs of Solomon in the Bible is all in regards to what sex is.
Pero hay una manera de manejarlo.
But as everything, there is a way in which we use it.
Hay que aprender cómo Dios lo diseñó.
We need to learn how God designed
cómo
it.
Disfrutarlo a la manera de Dios.
How to enjoy it in God's
y
way.
Y enseñarle a nuestros hijos el contexto de cómo Dios dice.
And to teach our kids in the context of what God says.
Pero si usted nunca les habla del tema,
but if you never talk to them about it,
llegan al colegio,
they're going to get to school,
y allá les están enseñando barbaridades.
And there they're teaching them stupid things.
Hay una clase,
there is now a classes, classes
en Ontario, no sé aquí,
in Ontario, I don't know about here,
del colegio,
of our school,
uno de los que está en el currículo,
one of them that, you know, it's in the curriculum of our schools,
los placeres de la masturbación,
the pleasures of masturbation,
el sexo oral,
oral sex,
en que no solamente se les enseña,
in which they don't only teach them,
se les anima que lo practiquen,
they encourage them to practice
y se les da un kit de implementos,
it. And they give them a kit on how to do it.
Para que practiquen.
So they can practice.
Y lo hagan.
And they do it.
A un niño de 12, 13 años.
To a kid that is 12, 13 years old.
Locuras.
That's crazy.
Eso es lo que está pasando aquí, si usted no sabía.
That's what's happening here if you didn't know that.
En este país.
In this country.
Y cada vez más fuerte.
And even it's getting worse and worse every day.
Ya es donde nuestra función es.
And that's where our job is.
Enseñarle a la familia lo que Dios dice.
To teach family what God says.
Como Dios lo dice.
How God designed it.
Cierto, no decir, ay, no, de eso no se habla.
It's not to say, oh, we don't talk about that.
Eso es un tabú.
You know, that's a taboo.
No pregunte.
Don't ask.
Por allá cuando sea grande.
You know, maybe when you're older.
Si usted no les enseña,
if you don't teach them,
¿quién les enseña?
Who's going to teach them?
¿Se entienden?
Does that make sense?
Pero ¿cuál es el punto?
So what is the point of this?
Hay muchas cosas,
there are many things,
con las que el enemigo nos engaña,
that the enemy
deceives
us with.
Nos lleva a pensar que Dios dijo algo diferente a lo que realmente dijo.
He takes us to think something that God said that He didn't really say.
Y nos volvemos religiosos al respecto.
And we become religious in that aspect.
Entonces las tratamos como si fuesen algo horrible.
And so we treat them as something that was horrible.
Y eventualmente cuando probamos,
and eventually when we try it,
quedamos enganchados.
Then we are hooked onto it.
Y esas cosas nos controlan.
And those things can control us.
No nosotros a ellas.
Not us to them.
Porque de la religiosidad,
because religiousness,
muchas veces se pasa al libertinaje.
Many times they convert into just being free.
¿Cierto? Se aburre uno de la religiosidad.
That you're tired of religiousness.
Y le da rienda suelta.
And you're basically, you become free to do whatever you want.
Si comprendemos y entendemos lo que Dios dice.
But if we truly understand and comprehend what God says.
Manejamos las cosas como Él nos enseña.
Then we're able to do things in the way God says.
Correctamente.
Correctly.
Pregúntele a sus hijos.
So ask your kids.
Si usted es esposo, pregúntele a su esposa.
If you are married, ask your kids.
¿Cómo entiendes esto?
How do you understand
¿Qué
this?
¿Qué piensas del otro?
What do you think about this?
Y mire qué conceptos tienen.
And ask them and see what concepts they have.
Mire si verdaderamente son conceptos alineados a lo que Dios dice.
And see if there are truly concepts that are aligned to what the word of God says.
O son como Eva.
Or if they're like Eve.
No, hay un árbol que no podemos tocar, pero ella no sabía ni qué está hablando.
No, that you know, there's a tree in the garden that you know we're not allowed to touch, and she didn't know what she was talking about.
¿Sabe que la instrucción Dios no se la dio a Eva?
Did you know that the instruction God didn't give it to Eve?
¿Sabe a quién se la dio?
Who did He give it to?
Al cabezón.
To the hard-headed one.
¿Cómo se llamaba el cabezón?
What was the hard-headed guy's name?
Ah, dijo el nombre de su esposo, no la vi.
Ah, you said your husband's name, didn't you?
El cabezón de Eva era Adán.
So the hard-headed man that was of Eve was Adam.
¿Por qué digo esto?
So why do I say this?
Era la función de Adán.
It was Adam's job.
Enseñarle a su esposa.
To teach his wife.
La palabra de Dios.
The word of God.
Y Adán no la enseñó muy bien.
And Adam didn't teach her very well.
No le dijo, mira, lo que está prohibido es esto y esto y esto.
He didn't tell her, okay, look at this. What is prohibited is this, 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 and this.
Mujer, dígame si miento.
Woman, tell me if I'm lying.
Llega y le pregunta, ay amor, ¿y cómo te fue ya en la cita con Dios?
And so, you know, he would arrive and then Eve would tell him, oh, my love, how did it go with your meeting with God?
¿Qué te dijo?
What did he tell you?
No, ahí me habló de unos árboles y no sé qué.
You know, God spoke to me about some trees and stuff in the garden.
Ese árbol que no se puede tocar por allá en el centro.
You know, in the center of the garden, there's some sort of tree that we're not allowed to touch.
¿Y qué, pero qué más dijo?
And then Eve's probably like, but what did
eso?
He say?
And, ¿así?
And Adam's just saying, that's it, that's all he told me.
Pero ven, ¿y cuál era...? Yo ni sé, usted sabe cómo.
And she's probably saying, but you know, tell me more clearly. What did he tell you? And
Adam's just like, no, sea cansona, ya le conté, ya le conté.
And Adam's just being like, stop being annoying. I already told you what he told me.
Se parece.
You know, there's that.
No, no alce la mano porque se mete en un problema. Así somos como hombres.
And that's how we are sometimes as
men. Y dejamos nuestro sacerdocio.
And we leave our priesthood.
Nuestra función,
our jobs,
es enseñar a nuestras familias,
is to teach our families,
empezando con nuestra esposa,
starting with our wives,
después con nuestros hijos,
then with our kids,
la palabra de Dios,
the word of God.
Usted dice, ay, ¿paso no está el pastor?
And so you could say, but isn't that what a pastor is for?
No, según la Biblia, el pastor pastorea a los hombres.
No, according to the Bible, the pastor pastors the men.
El hombre pastorea su casa.
The man pastors his house.
Si la única enseñanza bíblica que tiene sus hijos es lo que le enseñamos una hora aquí el domingo.
If the only thing that you have and what you teach your kids is what they teach you here one hour a week.
Sus hijos están fritos.
Your kids are fried.
Porque van y aprenden 40, 50 horas a la semana cómo deshonrar a Dios.
Because then they go learn 40 to 50 hours a week how to dishonor God.
Y hacer locuras.
And to do crazy
porque
things.
Porque ya no les enseñan matemática.
Because they don't teach them math anymore.
Le enseñan explora tu sexualidad.
They teach them explore your sexuality.
Ya no le enseñan ciencias.
They don't teach them science.
Le enseñas que pueden cambiar la maquinaria.
They teach them that they can change the plumbing.
The equipment. Ya no se les enseñan construcción.
They don't teach us construction.
O no les enseñan cálculo.
Or they don't teach us calculus.
Te enseñan bobadas.
They teach them stupid things, stupidity.
Y sus hijos están expuestos a eso.
And your kids are all exposed to those things.
La educación es de los padres, no de los colegios.
Education, the responsibility falls on the parents, not on a school.
Y generalmente uno le dice, ay, mi amor, enséñale, enséñale.
And you know, generally sometimes you tell them, oh, my love, you know, teach them.
Ella puede ayudar.
She can help.
Pero no podemos relegar nuestra función.
But we cannot leave our job as the men of our house.
Tenemos que ser los sacerdotes.
We need to be the priests of our house.
Entonces él como hombre.
And so as a man.
Tenía que llegar.
We need to arrive.
Y contarle.
And tell her.
Mira, me reuní con Dios.
Oh, so Adam needed to get together with Eve and tell her, I had a meeting with God.
Pero saco mis notas.
Let me take out my
Mira,
notes.
Me dijo, esto y esto y esto y esto.
This, he told me, this, this, and this.
Camine, le muestro.
No, come, let me show you.
¿Ve este árbol?
Do you see this tree?
Sí, lo ve.
Do you see this tree?
No lo toque.
Don't touch it.
Prohibido.
It is prohibited.
Bajo ninguna circunstancia.
No, under no circumstance.
¿Te quedó claro?
Do you understand?
¿Me prometes?
Do you promise me?
Ella no tenía idea.
She didn't have any idea.
Y fue pieza fácil, o presa fácil.
She was an easy prey
para el enemigo.
For the enemy.
Mira lo que le dice Satanás.
And so look what the Satan tells her.
No morirán.
You won't die.
Esa parte sí la había oído ella.
That part she had heard.
Que si comía de algún árbol por ahí.
Because she said that if I ate of whatever or some tree that was in there,
vamos a morir.
We're gonna die.
Pero no tenía contexto.
But she didn't understand the context.
La serpiente le dice, so no morirán.
So the serpent told her, you won't die.
Responde la serpiente a la mujer, versículo 5. Dios sabe que en cuanto coman de ese fruto, se le abrirán sus ojos y serán como Dios, conociendo del bien y del mal.
And so here we're in verse 4 and 5. So he says, you won't die, the serpent replied to the woman. In verse 5 it says, God knows that your eyes will be opened as soon as you eat it, and you will be like God, knowing both good and evil.
Satanás siempre trata de hacer que lo que Dios dice es absurdo.
And so Satan will always make what God says look absurd.
Un ejemplo.
So, an example.
La Biblia dice,
the Bible says,
que el contexto del sexo,
that the context in regards to sex,
es en el matrimonio.
Is in marriage.
Hoy, ¿qué nos dice el mundo?
But what does society tell us today?
¿Usted cómo va a hacer eso?
How are you going to do that?
¿Qué tal no le gusta?
What if you don't like it?
Y le toca de por vida.
And then you have a person, and then you're doing it, you're with the same person for life.
Aburrido de por vida.
Bored.
Usted tiene que probar.
You need to try out.
Con el uno, con el otro.
You know, you need to test out with this person and this person.
Con la otra.
With this one.
Ver que le gusta.
See what you like.
Descubrirse.
Discover yourself.
Ver que le fascina.
See what you like.
Y entonces ahí sí.
And then you get married.
Según la estadística,
according to statistics,
tiene cuatro veces más posibilidades de fracasar una persona que ha tenido múltiples parejas sexuales a alguien que solo está con uno.
So then, according to statistics, there's someone who has had multiple partners in their life is four times more likely to be divorced than somebody who has had only one.
Y una persona que ha tenido más de cuatro o cinco parejas,
and a person who has had more than four or five,
tiene 10 veces más posibilidades de divorciarse que una persona que nunca tuvo otra. Yeah, a few, but this is four more.
Oh, okay. And so,
entonces una persona que ha tenido cuatro o cinco parejas sexuales,
and so a person that has had four or five sexual partners,
va a estar 10 veces más probable a divorciarse que una persona que solo.
It's 10 times more probable for them to be divorced than someone who only had one.
Entonces, dígale eso a sus hijos, ¿saben?
And so tell that to your kids.
Los quiero ver feliz.
I want to see them happy.
Pero le está dando 10 veces más posibilidades de divorciarse.
But then if you let them do whatever they want, then it's giving them 10 times more possibilities for them to get divorced.
Entonces, ¿será que Dios tiene la razón?
And so, could it be that God maybe he knows what he's
talking
about?
Pero mire que a veces enseñamos esto en jóvenes.
But a lot of times when we teach this in youth.
Y hay papás que me dicen.
And there are people and there are parents that tell us.
Pero es que ellos tienen derecho a una ilusión.
But it's they have the right to have an illusion.
Conocer el amor.
To know what love is.
Disfrutar su juventud.
You know, to be able to enjoy their youth.
Y tirarse el resto de la vida.
And to basically, you know, throw their life out the window.
Entonces, ¿quién tiene razón?
So who has the reason?
Dios.
God.
O yo.
Or me.
Mire, uno no extraña lo que no conoce.
You can't miss what you've never known.
Yo nunca he visto un gringo pidiendo mondongo.
I've never seen a white person asking for a Colombian dish.
O pozole.
A Mexican dish.
Sí o no. O empanaditas de camarón.
More Latin food. It's names that don't make sense in English.
No lo extrañan.
Point is that somebody from a different culture doesn't miss food from another culture.
Porque no lo conoce.
Because they don't know it.
Entonces el que nunca ha estado con nadie.
So the person who has never been with anybody.
Se casa.
They get married.
Y está con esa persona.
And they're with that person.
Empieza, y la gloria de Dios.
And they start singing the glory of God.
Conoció la gloria.
They knew the glory.
Pero el que ha estado con otros.
But the person who has been with multiple people.
Estás como aburrido ahora.
They're like, she's kind of boring.
Y nunca quiere.
And she never wants to do anything
en
with
cambio,
me.
La otra, no me veía y me saltaba encima.
But you know, that other girl that I was with, she saw me and she would just jump on me.
Y usted dice, ay, pastor, qué feo que usted diga todo eso.
And so you could say, oh, pastor, how could you say all this?
¿De qué cree que son las consejerías que uno hace?
What do you think counseling that we do is about?
Los hombres quejándose, no, es que mi esposa, hermano, eso no quiere nada, es dura.
It's men telling me, oh, man, my wife, she doesn't want anything. She's just so difficult.
Comparando.
Comparing.
Porque no sabemos lo que nos conviene.
Because we don't know what's good for
us. Y no estaba en nosotros esa capacidad de escoger entre lo bueno y lo malo.
And so it's not in us to choose what is good
or what is bad.
Entonces
cuando Dios nos dice algo,
so when God tells us something,
es porque él sabe lo que tú no sabes.
It's because he knows what you don't know.
Es porque te está cuidando de ti mismo.
And it's because he's taking care of you from yourself.
Es porque te está apartando de la tentación.
And so he's setting you apart from temptation.
Y es porque te ama y quiere que puedas disfrutar lo que él trae a tu vida.
And it's because he loves you and he wants you to enjoy what he's bringing into your life.
No que lo sufras.
Not that you would suffer.
¿Se entiende?
So does that make sense?
Entonces,
so,
él dice, no morirán. La serpiente.
So he says, you won't die. The serpent.
Y así somos nosotros.
And that's how we are.
Porque nos dicen cosas que Dios dice.
Because they tell us things that God says.
Y dice, no, eso no es así.
And you say, no, that's not true.
Además, si eso lo dice la Biblia.
And then you say, if that's really what the Bible said.
Igual Dios me perdona.
Then either way, God forgives me.
Dios me ama.
God loves me.
Para eso está la gracia.
That's what grace is for.
Para eso murió Jesús.
That's why Jesus died.
¿Para qué? Para que usted siga pecando.
Why? So you can continue sinning.
Para que siga haciendo lo malo.
So you can keep doing what's evil.
La gracia no es la excusa para seguir pecando.
Grace is not an excuse to continue sinning.
Ni es licencia para pecar.
And it's not a license to sin.
Más bien debería ser la razón por la que no quiero volver a pecar.
It should actually be the reason for which you don't want to sin anymore.
Pero entonces como creyentes somos ignorantes ante lo que Dios dice.
But as believers we are ignorant to what God has
spoken.
Y cuando
alguien nos dice lo que Dios verdaderamente dice.
And then when someone tells us truly what God has spoken.
El enemigo nos susurra.
The enemy whispers to us.
Eso no es así.
Oh, that's not true.
No vas a morir.
You're not going to die.
No te va a pasar nada.
Nothing's going to happen to you.
Todo el mundo lo hace.
Everyone does it.
Eso es normal.
That's normal.
Es que eso que Dios dijo eso era para sus abuelos, eso ya no aplica.
You know that what God is telling you to do, that was for your ancestors,
además,
your grandparents,
Dios
it doesn't apply.
Te ama.
And even so if you did it, God loves you.
¿Alguien ha pensado algo así?
Has anyone ever thought that way?
Igual, si ha pensado así.
So if you have thought that way,
te quiero decir que no eres tú.
I want to tell you that that's not you.
Es un diablo viejo.
That's an old devil.
Diciéndote lo mismo que le dijo a Eva.
Telling you the same thing that he told Eve.
Para que caigas en la tentación.
That you would fall into temptation.
Destruyas tu vida.
That you would destroy your life.
Y te salgas de aquello que Dios destinó para ti.
And that you would get out from what God has destined for you.
Yo me acuerdo cuando era joven en mi casa había muchas reglas.
And so I remember when I was young in my home there was many rules.
Mi papá era muy estricto.
My dad was very strict.
Y todos mis amigos.
And all my friends.
Los dejaban salir.
They would let them go out.
Los dejaban tomar.
They would let them drink.
Llevaban la novia a la casa.
They would take the girlfriend to their house.
Hasta se quedaba a dormir la novia en su cuarto.
Even there was moments where their girlfriend would stay to sleep over in their room.
Yo le decía, papá, lo que pasa es que un amigo está cumpliendo años y no sé.
And so, you know, there's times I'll tell my dad, oh, dad, you know, there's a party happening this Friday. It's my friend's birthday. I'm wondering if I could go.
Y mi papá me decía, listo, te quiero en la casa a las 10.
And my dad would tell me, okay, you can go, but I want you home at 10.
Y yo, pero papá, las 10 están prendiendo motores apenas está llegando la gente.
And I would tell my dad, but at 10 p.m., people are just, you know, the party's just getting going. People are arriving at 10
p.m. Y hablaba con mis amigos, pa' colmo y males.
And I would talk to my friends.
No, entonces ya planeamos y nos vamos a quedar todos allá y mañana la seguimos en la mañana y no sé qué.
And I would talk to my friends and they're saying, okay, we planned it out, we're all going to stay over and we're going to continue the party till the next day.
A mí me daba pena preguntar.
And I would feel embarrassed to ask.
Pero había un amigo al que le preguntaba.
But there was a friend that I would ask.
Si venga, ¿y sus papás no le dicen nada?
And I would ask my friend, I'm like, hey, your parents don't say anything to you?
No, 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 me dijeron que más bien me quedara.
No, my parents tell me, no, it's better that you would just go and stay.
El papá de otro amigo.
The father of another friend.
Le daba hasta condones.
Would actually give him condoms.
Mire, mi hijo, para que se cuide.
And it'd be like, here, son, so you can, you know, protect yourself.
Y yo decía, ay, es que mis amigos sí son afortunados.
And I would, and in my mind, I was saying, man, my friends are just so lucky.
A mí sí es que me tocó con un papá de chapada la antigua, man.
And I just had a dad that he just likes to do things the old way.
Sí o no, y entonces, papá, bueno, hasta la medianoche. I say, dad, till midnight. Y ahí negociando con el hombre hasta las 11.
And so I would be there arguing and just kind of, you know, negotiating the time that I could stay out till, and you know, we'd arrive maybe till 11 o'clock.
A las 11 en punto me timbraba el celular.
And so at 11 p.m. my phone would ring.
¿Dónde estás?
Where are you?
Ya yo voy llegando, papi.
I'm almost there, dad.
Mentira, no había ni salido de la fiesta.
And it was a lie, I hadn't even left the party.
Y castigado el resto de la semana.
And then grounded the rest of the week.
Me quitaban el celular.
They would take my phone.
Y créame que yo en muchas ocasiones me quejé de mi papá.
And so believe me, there were many, many times that I complained about my dad.
Y yo decía, es que él no me quiere ver feliz.
And I would just say, it's just he doesn't want to see me happy.
Él no quiere que yo tenga amigos.
He doesn't want me to have friends.
Es que él no me entiende.
Oh, he doesn't understand me.
Él quiere que yo me vea como el bobo.
He would just wants me to look like, he wants me to seem stupid.
Que todos mis amigos piensen que soy el mamas boy, el tonto.
That all my friends would just think that I'm a mama's boy and that I'm just the dumb one of the group.
Que no le dan permiso a hacer nada.
That they don't give him permission to do anything.
Y pa' colmo de males,
and
to make matters worse, el enemigo sabía dónde darme.
The enemy knew where to hit me.
Con el orgullo.
With my pride.
Entonces, mis amigos me decían,
and so my friends would tell me,
ah, ¿verdad que es que usted no, como no lo dejan salir, como no lo dejan hacer nada?
Oh, you know, because, you know, they don't let you go out or they don't give you permission to do anything.
O me decían, ah, es que como sus papás son mis que cristianos.
And they would say, oh, you know, because your parents are, you know, Christians.
No, aquí el cristianito, el santo Jesús.
You know, here's the Christian boy, the Jesus.
Yo, que va, esos son mis papás, yo no creo en eso.
And I would say, what are you talking about? I don't believe in that, that's my parents.
Y que a mí sí me dan permiso.
They give me permission.
¿Cómo que no?
What do you mean they don't give me permission?
Nos vamos.
Let's go.
Y nos íbamos.
And we would leave.
Y apagaba el celular.
And I would turn off my
y
phone.
Y la juguetera que me da.
And then I would get beat when I got home.
El problema en el que me metía.
The problems that I would get into.
Hasta me echaron de la casa.
There was moments where they even kicked me out of my house.
Porque por orgullo tenía la necesidad de demostrar.
Because of pride, I had the necessity to show off.
De sentirme aceptado.
To feel accepted.
¿Por quién?
By who?
El mundo.
The world.
Gente que está destruyendo sus vidas.
People who are destroying their lives.
Gente que hace todo mal.
People that do everything wrong.
Mire que el enemigo lo sabe engañar a uno.
So see that the enemy knows how to manipulate you.
Y uno termina buscando la aceptación de gente.
And so you end up seeking the approval of people.
Que no han hecho nada por usted.
That haven't done anything for you.
Que no aportan nada bueno.
That they don't add anything good to your life.
Que no le están dando nada.
And that they're not giving you anything.
Que más bien le están restando.
That in reality they're taking away.
Pero uno termina tratando de darles todo.
But then you become a person that just tries to give them everything.
Dándole la espalda a Dios.
And then you turn your back on God.
Porque el enemigo siempre pone a Dios como el malo del paseo.
Because the enemy always makes God like he's the one that just messes up the trip.
Ay, salgamos, vamos allí.
And so people say, oh, let's go out, let's go over here.
Ay, no, no, de verdad que usted es cristiano, no puede tomar.
Oh, no, wait, never mind, you're Christian, you can't drink.
Ah, no, no, es que usted está casado, usted ya usted está jodido.
Oh, as you're married, is, you know, you messed up, you can't do anything.
Su esposa lo va a regañar.
Your wife is gonna
y le hacen ver las bendiciones que Dios le dio.
And so what happens is they make you look at the blessings that God gave you.
Como si fuesen algo malo.
As if they were something that was bad.
Y cuando eso entra en su mente,
and so when that comes in your mind,
empieza usted a decir cosas,
you begin to say things
como, es que esta es la cruz que me toca cargar.
Like, oh, this is the cross that I have to bear.
Eso no es lo que Dios dice de su matrimonio.
That's not what God says marriage is.
Pero cuando entran dudas,
but when doubts come in,
cuando entra incredulidad,
when unbelief comes in,
cuando el enemigo pone pensamientos,
when the enemy puts in thoughts,
y usted no lo aclara,
and you don't clarify them,
usted no los combate con la palabra de Dios,
and you don't fight them again with the word of God,
usted no ve lo que realmente Dios dice,
and you don't truly see what God says,
y no busca respuestas ante esas interrogantes,
and you don't look responses into those things,
no se da cuenta en qué momento el enemigo entró en su mente,
then you don't even realize in what moment the enemy came into your mind.
Lo manipula,
that he manipulates you,
le da tres vueltas,
he just spins you around,
le está llevando a buscar aceptación en otros,
and he's taking you to look for acceptance in other people.
Le pegan el orgullo,
he hits you in your pride,
y termina uno por no querer hacer el ridículo,
and you begin, so you don't become the person that looks ridiculous.
Me tomé el agua de él también.
Mi hermano.
He switched. Cierto, pero por todo eso, y entonces empieza uno a ofender a Dios.
And so, because there's all these things and you don't want to look ridiculous in the eyes of people, you begin to do everything that offends the Lord.
Apartarse de él.
You begin to apart from him.
A deshonrarlo.
To dishonor him.
Y existen dos tipos de personas.
And there are two type of people that exist.
En este ámbito.
In this,
hay los que creen estar bien con Dios. Top.
There are those that believe in God.
Oh, Diosito, Diosito.
Oh my, you know, my God, my God.
Saben que está todo mal.
They know that they are wrong.
Que ofenden a Dios.
That they offend the Lord.
Que son falsos.
That they're fakes.
Pero no, Diosito, tú sabes.
But they know, ah, no, God, oh, you know, you and
perdóname,
me.
Perdóname, no, es que es difícil.
You forgive me, you know it's difficult.
¿Cómo vas? No, en la lucha, pastor, dándoles de esa.
You know how you doing? No, you know, I'm fighting, pastor, but you know, I'm good. It's me and God.
¿Cuál es la lucha? Lo tiene amarrado la serpiente, compadre.
But it's not a fight, it's the serpent has you wrapped around.
Lucha. Y otros.
And there's others.
Que también los he conocido.
That also I've known.
Que me dicen, ¿sabe qué?
That say.
Yo ya no creo en eso.
You know what? I don't believe in this anymore.
Eso es para ignorantes.
That's for ignorant people.
Eso es para tontos.
Those are for stupid people.
Eso no funciona.
That doesn't work.
¿Usted cree que eso es así?
You really think that's how things are?
Nah, yo ya no creo en esas bobadas.
Nah, I don't believe in those things anymore.
Y que le han dado la espalda a Dios.
And those that have turned their back
y se han alejado completamente.
And they have completely departed from him.
Cualquiera de los dos,
whichever of the two,
va para la paila.
Is going to the hotter side.
To the iron pan.
Sizzling. The
va
frying
paila.
Pan. They're going to be sizzling.
Well done. Unos piensan que van bien.
There are some people that think they're doing good.
Pero no van bien.
But they're not good.
Otros les vale tres.
There are some people who they couldn't care less.
Van hacia lo malo.
But they're going to the wrong place.
Pero ciertamente van a morir.
But surely they will die.
Porque la muerte de la que Dios hablaba no solo era física.
Because the death that God was talking about wasn't only physical.
Era una muerte espiritual.
It was a spiritual death.
En la que la conexión con Dios se iba a perder.
In which the connection with the Lord was to be lost.
Y se iban a perder en sus placeres, en sus gustos, en sus cosas.
And the people would become lost in what they liked and what made them happy in their desires.
En sus razonamientos.
In their reasoning.
El enemigo siempre te va a poner preguntas.
So the enemy is always going to place questions.
Va a cuestionar lo que Dios te
dijo. He's going to question what God told you.
También cuando las circunstancias operan en tu contra.
And also when circumstances are coming against you.
Porque a veces tú crees algo.
And you, because you believe something.
Y no pasa.
And it doesn't happen.
O pasa lo contrario.
Or the opposite happens.
Y a tu amigo le pasa algo.
And your friend has
something
happens
to
him.
Pasa algo.
And to another something else happens.
Y se empieza una, entonces mire, supuestamente es que Dios sana y no, y mire que se murió este.
And you start thinking, oh, apparently God heals. But this person died.
Que Dios sana, mire, usted lleva con ese dolor hace 6 años.
That God heals, you've been with the same pain for 6 years.
A que Dios cambia la gente y mire los hijos del pastor más bien.
Oh, that God changes people. Look at the pastor's children, the way they are.
Eso es pura paja.
That's stupidity.
Ah, que hay que darle a Dios.
Oh, that we have to give to God.
Ay, mire, pastor cambió de carro. Sí, oh. Allá está dándole, oh, llenando los bolsillos.
The pastor changed to a new car. He's taking the money from the church.
Y te mete cosas.
And the enemy places things in your mind.
¿Tienes preguntas?
You have questions.
Pregunte.
Ask.
Venga, ¿cómo es esto?
Hey, how does this operate?
Explícame.
Explain to
¿cómo
me.
Manejan eso?
How do you guys manage this?
¿Qué dice la palabra?
What is the word saying?
Pero no deje que el enemigo le meta cosas.
But don't let the enemy place things
porque
in your mind.
Porque cuando menos se da cuenta.
Because when you least expect it.
Se va apartando, apartando, apartando.
You're just aparting and aparting.
Y rah.
And then rah.
Bueno, esa era traducción. Dice la Biblia.
The Bible says.
El enemigo anda como león rugiente.
The enemy is like a roaring lion.
Buscando a quien devorar.
Seeking who to devour.
Y si usted ve cómo cazan los leones.
And if you see how lions hunt.
Se esconden en donde hay manadas de antílopes, otro tipo de animales.
They hide sometimes where there's another, you know, herds of animals or in tall grass.
Y generalmente todos están juntitos.
And generally they're all together.
O cerca.
Or they're close.
Hay uno por allá.
There's one over there.
El chacho. The man.
Oh, okay, like the alpha, like the leader.
No necesita de nadie.
He doesn't need anybody else.
Ese es cozumbo solo.
He's a lone wolf.
Ese va más lejos
or a lone
que todos.
Lion. You know, he's the strongest one or whatever.
El más arriesgado.
The one who takes the most risks.
Y a ese le caen.
And that's who they get.
Le llegan
who they hunt.
Al que está solo.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm confused with the translation. So the lions, they're searching for the one who thinks he's all that he's by himself, and that's the one that they get. You know, the alpha, the...
Y los otros están allá juntitos. Ay, mire ese lo que hace.
And then all the other animals,
está volando, está volando.
They're all together, and they're like, oh, look at him, he's alone, he's so brave. And then, boom, they kill that one who thought he was all that.
You don't need to be all that.
No necesita ser todo eso.
Porque hay gente que quiere, pastor, entonces si hago esto es pecado.
And there are people who just want to be like, so pastor, if I do this, is it a sin?
La mayoría de gente está preguntando, ¿qué tan cerca del abismo, del borde del abismo puedo caminar sin caerme?
Basically, the people are asking me, how close to the edge can I walk so I don't fall?
Los jóvenes me dicen, pastor.
Youth ask me, pastor.
Entonces si doy un beso.
So if I give a kiss.
Sin lengua.
Without tongue.
O con la puntica de la lengua.
Or with just the tip of my tongue.
O si la abrazo pero no le cojo la nalga.
Or if I hug her but you know I don't grab her butt.
O sea, ¿qué tan al límite me puedo ir?
So basically they're asking me how close to the limit can I get to?
Pero sin caer.
But without falling.
Si va a pecar, peque bien.
If you're going to sin, sin properly.
Porque igual si usted ya pecó en su corazón.
Because even if you already sinned in your heart.
Usted va a decir, ay, el pastor me dijo. No.
And so you're going to say, oh, the pastor told me I could. That's not what I'm trying to say.
No mire cuánto se acerca. Camine al otro lado.
Don't look how close you can walk on the edge before you fall. Walk on the complete opposite side.
Pero el punto y sobre todo lo que quiero establecer hoy.
So the point is, and what I'm trying to establish today.
Es que el enemigo siempre te va a llevar a que tú tomes tus propias decisiones.
Is that the enemy is always going to take you that you would make your own decisions.
Alejado de Dios.
Apart from God.
Porque Dios no sabe.
Because God doesn't know.
O Dios es tonto.
Or because God is stupid.
O Dios no quiere verte feliz.
Or because God doesn't want to see you happy.
O Dios es muy cuadriculado.
Or God is very, you know, he's a very squared God.
O está muy lejos de la realidad actual y de los acontecimientos actuales.
Or that God is just very far away from reality and how things operate today.
Es muy retrógrado, es muy a la antigua.
That he's very, you know, the old ways.
¿Cierto? O él no te ama, no quiere lo mejor para ti.
That he doesn't love you, he doesn't want what's best for you.
Que te quiere ver es amarrado, llevado en procesos, jodido.
Wants to see you know chained up and just in processes and broken. You're just not doing
que
well.
No quiere que disfrutes tu vida.
That he just doesn't want you to enjoy your life.
Y uno piensa hace poco de cosas.
And we think those things.
Y empezamos a actuar conforme a lo que nuestro corazón ha concebido.
And we begin to act conform to the way.
Porque entonces usted empieza a comparar.
Because you begin to compare.
Y usted se ve aquí.
And you see yourself here.
Y usted mira para allá.
But then you look over there.
Dicen por ahí que el pasto siempre se ve más verde al otro lado de la reja.
And you know, and there's a saying that says that the grass is always greener on the other side.
Pero usted lo mira.
And so you look at it.
Mira, a mí la mayoría de gente me dice cosas como estas.
So look, the majority of people tell me things like this.
Ay, pastor, pero yo conozco gente que no es cristiana, no da. Y mire que les va lo más de bien y mire cómo van.
Oh, pastor, I know people that, you know, they're not Christian and they don't either anything. And look how well they're doing.
Sí, yo también conozco un poco.
I also know many.
Poco de gente que hace lo malo y sale adelante.
A bunch of people that do things that are wrong and they're ahead in life.
Pero el dinero los va a destruir.
But the money is going to destroy them.
La Biblia dice, no te afanes cuando veas al impío prosperar.
The Bible says,
don't feel bad when you see the wicked prosper. Oh, yeah. Dice, porque en su momento verán su caída.
Because in due time you will see their fall.
Sí, yo también conozco gente con más billete que uno.
There's people that I know
that have more money than us. Pero también veo su matrimonio.
But I also see their marriage.
Veo sus hijos.
I see their children.
Veo su orgullo.
I see their pride.
Y sé que no van para ningún lado.
And I know that they're not going anywhere.
Entonces esto no se trata de alcanzar las cosas que parecen o lucen buenas.
And so this isn't about reaching the things that seem or look like they're good.
Esto se trata de caminar en aquello que Dios ha establecido para nosotros.
This is about walking in what God has established for us.
Y creer y confiar que Él tiene lo mejor para nosotros.
And to believe and trust that He wants the best for us.
Que es un bienestar integral.
That it is a wholesome well-being.
Cierto, Dios dice que la bendición de Jehová enriquece y no añade consigo tristeza.
The Bible says that the blessings of Jehovah do not come attached with them sorrow.
Cierto, entonces hay gente que siente que gana el mundo.
And so there are people that feel like they win the world.
Pero están perdiendo su alma.
But they're losing their soul.
De nada es bueno.
It's nothing good.
Versículo 6.
And so verse 6.
La mujer quedó convencida.
The woman was convinced.
Entonces estas mentiras nos rodean.
And so these lies, they, you know, they're going around in our mind.
Y empezamos a mirar lo que no tenemos que estar viendo.
And we begin to look at what we're not supposed to be looking at.
Mire, vio que el árbol era hermoso y que su fruto parecía delicioso. Ya casi vamos cerrando.
And so look, this is in verse 6 as well. She saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious.
¿Cómo era el árbol?
How was the tree?
El árbol era delicioso. El árbol era hermoso.
So the tree was what? The tree was beautiful.
¿Y el fruto cómo se veía?
And the fruit, how did it look?
Delicioso.
Delicious.
Abra Instagram.
Open Instagram.
Hermosas.
Beautiful.
Qué rico.
How good.
Delicioso.
Delicious.
Vacaciones.
Vacations.
Carros.
Cars.
Mamis. Los Kens.
Just all the models, everything.
El ojo no se cansa de ver.
The eye will never tire of seeing.
La tentación siempre se ve apetecible.
Temptation will always look appealing.
Sí, no. Si a mí viene un man en tanga, bien musculoso.
You know, if there's a guy who's, you know, jacked and buff and he's wearing a thong and he comes to me.
Y me ofrece cositas malas.
And he offers bad things to me. I'm like, I don't want that.
Qué asco.
Disgusting.
No me atrae eso.
That doesn't appeal to me.
Hay otras cosas que me atraen.
There are other things that appeal to me. that I would like.
¿Qué te atrae a ti?
So what attracts you?
Porque el enemigo siempre se te va a presentar.
Because the enemy will always present himself.
No con cachos y con cola.
Not with horns and a tail.
Se te va a presentar de una manera atractiva.
He's going to present himself in an attractive way.
De una manera hermosa.
In a beautiful way.
De una manera deliciosa.
In a delicious way.
En algo que tú ves.
In something that you see.
Y dices, oh my God.
And you say, ay por Dios.
Eso no es de Dios.
And that's not from God.
La mayoría de cosas que le hacen decir, oh my God.
The majority of things that make you go, ay por Dios.
No son from God.
They're not de Dios.
Ojo.
So watch out.
No se lo atribuye al que no es. Don't give credit to the one that's not responsible for it. La mujer vio.
So the woman saw.
Porque mire lo que el enemigo le dice. Si tú comes de eso.
And so look what the enemy told her. If you eat of this.
Serás igual a Dios.
You will be just like God.
Tendrás lo que él tiene.
You will have what he has.
Conocerás entre el bien y el mal.
You will know what is good and what is bad.
Él lo que no quiere es que seas como él.
And so what God wants is he just doesn't want you to be like him.
Entonces ahora Dios es malo.
And so now, what do they do? Now God is bad.
Él es envidioso.
He's selfish.
Él no quiere que seas como él.
He doesn't want you to be like him.
Él no quiere que disfrutes.
He doesn't want you to enjoy.
Él lo que quiere es estar por encima tuyo.
What he wants is just to be over you.
Y pintaron no a Dios como un padre amoroso protector.
And instead of making God seem like a protective and loving father,
lo muestran como un tipo ególatra que quieres verte mal, verte llevado y que no disfrutes.
They just show him as this big God who doesn't care how you're doing and just wants to see you do bad in your life.
Y le dijo, lo que no quiere es que seas como él.
And so the serpent, the enemy, told Eve, what he said is, it's just that God doesn't want you to be like him.
¿Sabe? La comparación es terrible.
So, did you know that comparison is horrible?
Y hoy en día,
and in this day and age,
es peor que nunca.
It's worse than ever.
Porque antes yo no tenía ni idea lo que nadie tenía.
Because before, I never knew what other people had.
No sabía lo que se comían.
I didn't know what they ate.
No sabía dónde iban.
I didn't know where they would go.
Y no sabía lo que había por debajo de su ropa.
And I didn't know what was under their clothes.
Pero hoy en día la gente lo muestra todo.
But now everybody shows everything.
Y lo único que usted tiene que dar es clic en una aplicación.
And the only thing you need to do to seal that is just press on an application on your phone.
Ay, vio que fulano está no sé dónde, ¿no?
Oh, did you see that this place, this person is here?
Vio que andaba en tal restaurante.
Oh, did you see that they went to this restaurant?
Y esa como que se operó porque eso no puede ser natural.
Oh, she looks like she got operated because that what she has is not natural.
Y vivimos comparándonos.
And so we live our lives comparing.
Nunca antes en la historia de la humanidad.
Never before in human history.
Había habido tanto grado de depresión.
Was there such a level of depression?
¿Por qué?
Why?
Porque siempre lo de otro se ve mejor que lo mío.
Because always what somebody else has looks better than what you have.
Entonces, esos otros.
And so those others.
Eso se ve mejor.
It looks better.
Eso se ve más rápido.
It seems faster.
Eso se ve más divertido.
It looks funner.
Eso se ve más chévere.
It looks cooler.
Eso se disfruta más.
Oh, I enjoy that more.
Y lo que no te das cuenta.
But what you don't realize.
Es que lo que Dios te ha dado a ti es bueno.
Is that what God has given you is good.
Bueno en gran manera.
And it's good in a great way.
Y en vez de disfrutar y confiar que él conoce tu proceso y sabe cómo te está dirigiendo en tu vida.
And so instead of just trusting and believing in his process.
Y que está construyendo algo maravilloso.
And believing that he is building something beautiful.
Porque sus planes contigo solo él los conoce, dice Jeremías 29:11.
Because it's his plans, he's the one that knows his plans for you, that it says in Jeremiah 29:11.
Son planes de bienestar.
They are plans of good.
Son planes para darte un futuro, una esperanza.
They are plans to give you a hope and a future.
No calamidad.
Not calamity.
¿De qué te sirve tener lo que otro tiene?
So what's it worth having what somebody else has?
Si eso no tiene la capacidad de llenarte.
If that doesn't have the capacity to fill you.
Hay gente que algo lo llenaría.
There is something that will fill people.
O alguien más.
Or someone else.
Pero que quizás a ti no.
But probably not you.
Entonces tu peor error es compararte.
So the worst mistake you can make is to compare yourself.
Porque lo que a otro lo hace feliz.
Because what somebody else makes them happy.
Lo que a otro lo llena.
That there's something else that makes that fills someone else.
O el propósito de otro.
Or somebody else's purpose.
Seguramente no podría llenarte a ti.
It probably won't fill you.
Entonces lo que Dios tiene para ti no es lo que le está dando a alguien más.
And so what God has for you is not what he has for somebody else.
Lo que Dios tiene para ti es lo que formó para ti desde antes de la creación del mundo.
What God has for you is what he formed before the creation of the earth.
Y ella vio algo que no era para ella.
And so Eve saw something that wasn't for her.
Y lo vio bueno.
And she saw that it was good.
En vez de ver todo lo que sí era para ella,
instead of seeing everything that was for her,
todo un jardín,
an entire garden,
que podía mirar cualquier cosa,
that she could have looked at anything,
que le gustara,
that she liked,
que le pareciera,
that she thought it was nice,
que se viera hermoso,
that just looked good,
que tuviera buen fruto,
that had good fruit,
y comérselo,
and to eat it,
no.
No.
La mentira que el enemigo plantó,
the lie that the enemy placed inside of her,
la llevó a fijarse,
took her to focus,
en lo que Dios había prohibido.
On what God had prohibited.
No le podía quitar la mirada.
She couldn't take her eyes off it.
Ya, pero ¿por qué me lo prohíbe?
And she was saying, but why did he prohibit it?
Si es que se ve lo más de bueno.
But it looks so good.
Y ese fruto tan jugoso.
And that fruit looks so juicy.
Ay, ¿será que sí?
You know, could it be?
¿O será que no?
Or maybe I shouldn't.
Ay, yo no voy a pensar en eso.
You know what? I'm not going to think in that.
Ay, me está haciendo así. Me lo volví a encontrar. I saw them again.
Oh. Oh, the person?
Porque el diablo es puerco, decía el papá Betty la fea. So, the devil's dirty.
Yeah.
Entonces hay gente que, ay, me saludó.
And so there are people who say, oh, he said hi to me.
Ay, no, no, yo soy casada.
Oh, no, I'm married.
Me lo volví a encontrar en Unimarket.
I saw him again at Unimarket.
Ay, ahora lo vi en el gym.
Oh, now I saw him at the gym.
¿Será una señal?
Could it be a sign?
No, la señal es el anillo que tienes en tu mano.
No, the sign is the ring that you have on your hand.
Ese es el diablo tentándote.
That's the enemy tempting you.
Y los hombres, sí, pastor, dele.
The men are like, yeah, pastor, tell
them. Usted también, cabezón.
You as well.
Porque la vio.
Because you saw.
Ay, me volvió a aparecer.
Oh, she came up again.
¿Será una señal?
Is that a signal?
No, es el algoritmo.
No, it's the algorithm.
Entre más segundos pase viendo algo, más se le va a aparecer.
The more seconds you spend time watching something, the more it's going to appear.
No son señales.
They're not signs.
Es el diablo tentándote.
It's the enemy tempting you.
Y es mostrándote el fruto prohibido.
And it's to show you the forbidden fruit.
Es amplificando la duda y los cuestionamientos y la incredulidad que hay en tu corazón.
And what it's doing is it's amplifying the unbelief, the doubt, and the questions that you have.
Porque cuando lo estás pensando,
because when you're thinking about
cuando
it so
le prestas mucho atención a lo que no debes,
when you're paying attention to something that you shouldn't,
es como cuando un pescado muerde el anzuelo.
It's like when a fish bites the hook.
Y ahí te lleva el enemigo.
And the enemy is just there pulling you like this.
Démosle cuerdita, soltémosle.
And let's loosen the string a little bit.
Cuando te ve por ahí descuidado, te pega el jalón.
And then when he sees you that you're not focused, he pulls you again and he starts reeling
you in.
Entonces
si usted con la tentación hace,
so if you with temptation you're going like this and like that.
Y después, ay, no, me enfoco. And then a la iglesia, hoy es domingo,
I'm getting focused and this, and then you get unfocused again.
Es que el enemigo lo tiene aquí.
It means that the enemy has you hooked on.
Y que de pronto no lo ha echado a la bolsa todavía.
And that he probably hasn't thrown you in the bag yet.
Pero está cerquitica, compadre.
But he's very close.
No juegues con él.
Don't play with him.
Corte.
Cut the line.
Así que con el anzuelo metido, con piercing queda, pero.
Even if you have the hook, then you have a piercing, but cut the line.
Pero lo que Dios dice no.
But what God says.
What God says no to. No es negociable.
It's not negotiable.
No es atractivo.
It's not attractive.
No es bueno.
It's not good.
A metros.
Meters away, keep it away.
Mire, yo no tengo, yo no uso woman repellent.
Entonces mira, yo no uso repelente de mujeres.
A mí también me escriben.
Girls also write me.
También me ponen mensajes.
They also send messages.
También me agregan.
They also add me.
Y no feas.
And not ugly ones.
Y me agrega.
They add me.
Y le doy block.
And I go block.
Ignore.
Ignorada.
Y si está más bonita,
and if she's even prettier,
más rápido la bloqueo.
Then I block her even faster.
Porque yo ni siquiera quiero contemplar la posibilidad de hacer algo que ofenda a Dios.
Because I don't even want to contemplate the possibility of doing something
porque
that
no importa cuán bonita esté.
Because it doesn't matter how beautiful
no
she
importa
is.
Importa cuán lindo me escriba.
It doesn't matter how nice she writes me.
No importa cuán mal ese día esté con mi esposa.
It doesn't matter how bad that day I'm doing with my
nunca
wife.
Nunca va a ser mejor lo que esa mujer me va a ofrecer, que si viene el diablo.
What she offers me will never be better.
Que lo que Dios me ofrece a través de mi esposa.
Then what God offers me through my wife.
Que es un hogar sólido.
That it is a solid household.
Que es cuidado de por vida.
That it's care for the rest of my life.
Es estar con alguien que me ama hasta que la muerte nos separe.
It's to be with somebody that death will only separate us.
Que es crecer mis hijos en un hogar estable, lleno de amor, de comprensión, un hogar de Dios.
That it's a place to raise my kids, a place of love, of comprehension that honors God.
Que quieran seguir siempre el ejemplo de sus padres.
That they would always want to follow the example of their
parents.
Eso
es lo que Dios dice.
That's what God says.
Ahora, a veces me toca aguantármela. Sí.
Now, there's sometimes that I just kind of like, you know,
I have to put up with her. Sí.
Put up with her. There's moments that I have to put up with my wife.
Sí.
That's true. There will be.
Tres o cuatro días todos los meses.
You know, three or four days, all the months.
Dos o tres meses cada vez que queda embarazada.
You know, every two or three months when she's pregnant.
Pero eso es mejor.
But that's better.
Y en ese momento, ¿qué dice la palabra?
And in those moments, what does the Bible say?
Perdona.
Forgive.
Pon la otra mejilla.
Turn the other cheek.
Ama.
Love.
Trátala como vaso más frágil.
Treat her like a fragile vase.
Pero es que eso no tiene sentido.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Pero eso es retrógrado.
But that's, you know, how that was done in the old ways.
Dice, pastor, pero es que usted no conoce a mi mujer.
But then people tell me, pastor, the thing is you don't know my wife.
Ah, pero conozco a la mía y son parecidas.
No, I don't know her, but I know mine and they're kind of the same.
No son iguales, pero.
They're not the same,
pero son mujeres.
But they're women.
Los hombres somos hombres.
And men are men.
Todos los hombres son iguales.
All men are the same.
No, nos parecemos, pero tampoco.
No, we may seem like it, but we're not.
Luchamos con lo mismo generalmente.
We usually suffer with the same thing.
Pero es mejor hacerlo como Dios dice.
But it's better to do it as God says it should be done.
Que abrirse a la posibilidad.
Than to open yourself to the possibility.
De hacerlo diferente a como él dijo.
Of doing it differently than what he said.
Porque lo que Dios dice,
because what God says,
bendice,
blesses,
establece,
it establishes,
por generaciones,
for generations,
multiplica,
it multiplies,
prospera,
it prospers,
y es bueno,
and it's good,
a largo plazo,
in due time, in the long run.
¿Por qué digo a largo plazo?
And why do I say in the long run?
Porque no es hoy ni mañana.
Because it's not just today or tomorrow.
Entonces, haga esta oración y todo le va a ir bien. Eso es mentira si se lo dijeron.
It's not do this prayer and everything will be good for you. They told you that, that's a lie.
Dice la escritura que angosta es la senda.
The scripture says that you would make the way narrow, your path.
Que largo es el camino.
That the path is long.
Que lleva la vida.
That the life takes you on.
Ancha es la senda.
That you would make the path wider.
No, wide is the way.
Oh, wide. Okay, wide is the way.
That leads to perdition. Que lleva la perdición. Entonces perderse es fácil.
So if you see that losing yourself is easy.
Mantenerse en lo correcto.
But to stay in what's correct.
Es un poco más difícil.
It's a little harder.
Es más, es mucho más difícil.
In reality, it's a lot harder.
Por eso es para los valientes.
That's why it's only for those that are brave.
Pero lo que te quiero preguntar hoy.
What I want to ask you today.
Es a quién le vas a creer.
Is who are you going to believe?
La mujer con todas esas cosas que tenía en su mente.
That woman who had all those things in her mind.
Quedó convencida.
She was convinced.
Le pareció hermoso y deliciosa la tentación.
That temptation looked beautiful and delicious.
Quiso la sabiduría que ese fruto podía darle.
She wanted the wisdom that that fruit could give her.
Así que tomó del fruto y lo comió. Después le dio un poco a su esposo que estaba con ella y también comió.
And so she wanted the wisdom it would give her. She took some of the fruit and ate it, and then she gave some to her husband.
Sabe, toda tentación te ofrece un beneficio.
So, did you know that all temptation offers you a benefit?
De ser feliz.
To be happy.
De tener dinero rápido.
To have money fast.
De tener gratificación inmediata.
You know, to have instant gratification.
Lo que no te dicen los intereses que trae consigo.
But it doesn't tell you the interest that come along with it.
Firme aquí, lléveselo hoy.
Sign today and take it today.
Al año no está pa' qué firme esa vaina.
But then a year later, man, why did I sign that?
No me dijeron que los intereses eran al 60%.
They didn't tell me that the interest was 60%.
Al 24, pastor.
No, I'm exaggerating. Maybe 24%, let's say.
Credit card.
Tarjeta de crédito.
No mires el beneficio, no seas tonto.
So don't be stupid and just look at the benefit.
Mira el costo.
Look at the cost.
Y te vas a dar cuenta que no vale la pena.
And you will realize that it's not worth it.
El costo de lo que el enemigo te ofrece.
The cost of what the enemy offers you.
No vale la pena por el beneficio tan reducido que te va a presentar.
It's not worth because of the reduced benefit that it's going to generate.
En cambio, hacerlo como Dios dice.
But if you're to do things as God said.
Con paciencia.
With patience.
Con esfuerzo.
With
effort.
Perseverancia. With perseverance.
Y mantenerse.
And that you would maintain yourself.
Dice la escritura, no te canses de hacer el bien.
The scripture says, don't never tire of doing good.
Porque en su tiempo verás el resultado.
Because in due time you will see the fruit.
Ella quiso ese fruto, parecía bueno, quiso lo que le podría dar.
And so she wanted the fruit and she wanted what he could give her.
No solo comió la tentación.
Not only did she eat of the temptation.
Y pecó.
And she sinned.
Le dio a su esposo.
She gave it to her husband.
¿Sabe qué pasa?
Do you know what happens?
Cuando alguien peca.
When someone sins.
Cuando alguien hace lo que es incorrecto delante de Dios.
When someone does what's incorrect before the eyes of the Lord.
Para sentirse menos mal.
So they can feel less worse.
Y menos culpables.
And not as a guilty.
Tratan de convencer a otros que es bueno.
They try to convince others that it's good.
Y tratan de llevar a otros a que hagan lo mismo.
And they try and take people to do the same thing.
Porque si ya somos dos y somos tres.
Because now if it's not just me, but it's two or three of us.
Pastor, todo el mundo lo hace.
Pastor, everybody does it.
Eso es normal.
It's normal.
Normal para el mundo.
It may be normal for the world.
Para esa gente con la que tú andas.
Probably for that group of people that you're with.
Pero definitivamente no es normal para Dios.
But it's definitely not normal for God.
Y el enemigo trata de normalizar aquello que está mal.
And so the enemy tries to normalize those things that are wrong.
Y cuando te está tentando con algo.
And when he's tempting you with something.
Te empieza a rodear de personas.
He begins to surround you with people.
Que llaman normal aquello que te está tentando.
That they call what's tempting you normal.
Por eso cuando se está pensando en divorciarse.
And so that's why when you're thinking about getting divorced.
La empieza a llamar la amiga divorciada.
You know. The friend that is divorced starts calling.
De la nada aparece la desgraciada.
Out of nowhere she just appears.
Hágale.
Do it.
Hágale y nos vamos para el gym las dos y nos conseguimos un par de bombones.
Do it and we'll go to the gym together and we'll get some really two nice look, good looking guys.
Si vas a una mujer de Dios.
But if you see a woman of God.
Te va a decir, ¿sabes qué? Oremos.
She's going to tell you, you know what? Let's pray.
Ayunemos.
Let's fast.
No le hagas caso al enemigo.
Don't listen to the enemy.
¿Sabes qué? Perdona.
You know what? Forgive.
Haz lo correcto.
Do what's correct.
Dios te va a honrar.
God is going to honor you.
Escucha gente que te hable lo que Dios dice.
Listen to people that tell you what God says.
No porque te esté rodeando personas que llaman normal lo que está mal, lo hace bien.
And just because there's people that are surrounding you that are telling you what's normal, but it's actually not normal in the eyes of God.
Eso no lo hace bien.
That doesn't make it good.
Y el enemigo es estratégico, nos rodea.
And so the enemy, he's strategic, he surrounds
y entonces
us.
Ahora usa a Eva.
And so now he uses Eve.
Para hacer caer al cabezón.
To make this hard-headed guy fall.
Y le dice, ay, Adán.
And so she says, oh, Adam.
Mira esto tan bueno,
Look how good this is.
La manzanita, no era manzana. Qué rico es ese fruto.
But look how good this fruit is.
Y yo creo que se la comía.
And he was probably just like, and he was eating it up.
Bueno, bueno.
And he was seeing Eve eat it, and he was just like, oh, that looks
él
so good.
Sí sabía lo que Dios le había dicho.
He did know what God told him.
Pero una tipa comiéndose ese fruto.
But she was just eating the fruit.
Y estaba desnuda para más piedra.
And also, she was naked.
Cae el que sea.
Anybody's gonna fall.
La había...
She was just.
Y el tipo la vio y dijo, oh, eso está muy bueno.
And he was probably looking at her and was like, oh, that looks so good.
Pecó.
And so he sinned.
Como hombre.
And so as men.
No se deje llevar por sus ojos.
Don't allow yourself to be taken
no se deje
by
llevar
what
you see, por las pasiones.
By your eyes, by your passions.
Nuestro llamado no es ser emocionales.
Our call is to not be emotional.
Es ser centrados en lo que Dios dice.
It's to be centered in what God
Dios
says.
Dios le habló a Adán.
God spoke to Adam.
Y le dijo, eso no.
And he said, you can't do this.
Y en vez de él enseñárselo a su esposa.
And instead of teaching that to his wife.
Se lo dijo a medias.
He told her halfway.
Cuando ella cae.
When she falls.
Y lo tienta a él.
And she tempts him.
En vez de él pararse firme y decirle no.
Instead of to stand firm and say no.
Deja eso.
Leave that.
¿Qué estás haciendo?
What are you doing?
Eso está mal.
That's wrong.
Esto es lo correcto.
This is what's correct.
Él se quedó viendo lo que a ella le agradó.
He stayed seeing what pleased her.
Y pecó.
And he sinned.
Y mire que la destrucción de esta familia.
And so see that the instruction of this family.
Destruction.
The destruction of this family.
No llegó cuando ella comió.
Did not happen when she ate.
Pasó cuando él comió.
It happened when he ate.
Porque aun cuando ella había comido.
Because although when she had eaten.
Todavía tenía manera de arreglarse esa vaina.
That situation still had a way to be fixed.
Porque si él la corregía.
Because if he corrected
si
her.
Si él le enseñaba.
If he taught her.
Y si él tomaba las riendas del hogar y ponía las cosas en orden.
And if he was basically to take charge of the home and do things the way it's supposed to be.
Ella se hubiese arrepentido.
She would have repented.
Y hubieran entrado otra vez en el plan de Dios.
And they would have came back again in the plan that God had.
Pero cuando él lo hace también.
But when he does it as well.
Simplemente se reafirmó el pecado como la cultura de ese hogar.
What just happened is that sin was reaffirmed as the culture of that home.
Y se estableció como correcto lo que Dios llamaba mal.
And so what was not correct became correct in what God.
O sea, Eva abrió la puerta.
So Eve had opened the door.
Pero Adán lo legalizó.
But Adam legalized it.
Hombres, hay que saber esto.
And so men, we need to know this.
También mujeres.
Also ladies.
El enemigo a menudo tienta a nuestras esposas.
There are many times when the enemy tempts our wives.
Porque son más emocionales.
Because they're more emotional.
Y eso está bien, eso no lo hace una persona mala.
And that's fine, that doesn't make him a bad person.
Ay, es que esa esposa mía es tremenda.
My wife is just wild.
No.
No.
Pero el sacerdote es usted.
The priest of the house is you.
Y si cae la casa,
and if the house falls,
no es por culpa de su esposa.
It's not because of your wife.
Es por falta de su sacerdocio.
It's because of your lack of priesthood.
Estamos para enseñar lo que Dios dice.
We are there to teach what God
para
said.
Mantenernos en lo correcto.
To maintain us in what's
para
correct.
Corregir cuando vemos algo malo.
To correct when we see something wrong.
No para seguir las cosas malas que alguien puede venir a opinar.
Not to continue doing the wrong things that someone comes to say.
Aun si es nuestra mujer.
Even if it's our wife.
Hágale para que no alegue.
You know what? Just do whatever you
está
want.
Está bien,
so
pase esa tarjeta.
Me. You know what? Just pass that card.
Sí, hágale lo que se le dé la gana, pero no me jodas.
Just do whatever you want, but just leave me alone.
No.
That's not correct.
Cosas que no son absolutamente negociables. No.
There are things that are not negotiable.
Just
they're
amor,
just no.
No.
It's just a plain no.
Está mal.
This is wrong.
Eso no es lo que Dios dice.
That's not what God said.
Vamos a perdonar a esa persona.
We're going to forgive that person.
Vamos a cancelar ese pensamiento.
And we're going to cancel that thought.
Vamos a exponer esa situación.
And we're going to expose this situation.
Y no siempre porque lo sienta.
And it's not always because I feel like doing it, right?
Pero es porque lo sé.
But it's because I know it.
Como hombres, no digo que no podamos sentir.
As men, I'm not saying we can't feel,
pero no podemos ser emocionales.
But we can't be emotional.
Tenemos que pararnos en la palabra.
We need to stand on the word.
Y así se nos retuerza todo por adentro.
And even if everything inside of you is just, it doesn't feel like doing it,
pararse firme en la palabra.
That you would stand firm on the word of God.
Hay veces que,
there are moments that I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
Pero Dios dice.
But I say, but God said to do it.
Y aquí no me muevo.
And from here, I am not moving.
Porque sé el buen fruto que puede producir esto.
Because I know the good fruit that this can produce.
Como sé las consecuencias que puede producir el ser movido.
And because I also know the consequences that could be generated if I move.
Sean equipo.
So be a team.
Y no le eche la culpa.
And don't blame.
A la mujer.
Your wife.
Le termino de contar este relato. Lo iba a leer, pero ya se nos acaba el tiempo. Entonces se lo voy a contar así rápidamente.
So I'm just going to go through the story quickly.
Viene Dios, se les aparece.
And so God comes and appears to them.
Y ellos se esconden.
And they hide.
¿Por qué se esconden de Dios?
Why do they hide?
Él dice, ellos dicen, es que te vimos, te oímos que estabas en el jardín y sentimos vergüenza.
And so it says, we heard that you were in the garden and we were ashamed.
Cuando su mente coquetea con el diablo,
when your mind is flirting with the devil,
a usted le da vergüenza ir delante de Dios.
You feel ashamed to come before the Lord.
Le da vergüenza alzar las manos.
You feel ashamed to lift your hands.
Le da vergüenza adorar.
You feel ashamed to worship.
Le da miedo buscarlo.
You feel ashamed to seek him.
Si usted se siente así,
if you feel like that,
haga lo que tenga que hacer.
Then do what you need to do.
Pero póngase a cuentas con Dios.
But come again into accordance with God.
Porque no hay nada como tener confianza con Dios para entrar ante su presencia.
Because there is nothing better than having trust with the Lord to come
into
his presence.
Ellos sienten vergüenza.
And so what happens is they feel ashamed.
Y se taparon.
And they hid.
Su desnudez.
Because they were naked, they grabbed some leaves and stuff and covered their nakedness.
Y Dios les pregunta, ¿quién les dijo que estaban desnudos?
And so God told them, who told you we're naked?
No le estoy diciendo que se vuelva parte de un club nudista, no.
I'm not telling you to become part of a nudist club. That's not what I'm saying.
Pero cuando uno empieza a hacer lo malo,
but when you start doing what's wrong,
empieza a avergonzarse de lo que Dios le dijo.
You begin to feel ashamed of what God told you.
Y empieza a dar vergüenza.
And you begin to feel embarrassed.
Entonces es fácil cuando uno está mal.
And so it's easy when you're doing something wrong.
Y los amigos le dicen.
And your friends tell you.
No, eso no es así.
Nah, that's not bad.
No, en mi iglesia. Eso no lo dicen en mi iglesia. No,
they don't tell that to me in my church.
No, a mí sí me dejan. No pasa nada.
No, they let me do it and nothing's going to happen, man.
Te avergüenza orar.
You know, but you feel embarrassed or ashamed
te
to even pray.
Que digan que ese es el cristiano.
You feel ashamed to say that you're a Christian.
Te avergüenza que la gente sepa quién eres, la identidad que portas, quién eres en Cristo.
And so you feel ashamed to people to see the identity and who you are in Christ.
Mire, cuando usted está bien con Dios, usted quiere gritárselo al mundo entero y no le importa lo que le digan.
But when you're good with God, you just want to shout it to the world and you don't care what people say about you.
Cuando usted está mal con Dios,
but when you're wrong with God,
se convierte en el 007.
Then you become in 007.
Undercover.
You just become an undercover spy.
Secret agent.
Un agente secreto.
Hasta un restaurante y eso ora por los alimentos.
You go to the restaurant and you pray for your food and you're like, oh, thank you God for the food.
Viene la mesera y para de orar porque ay, qué pena.
But then the waitress comes in home and you stop praying because.
En vez de decirle, hey, nos das un segundo que vamos a bendecir los alimentos.
Instead of telling her, can you give us a second? We're just going to bless our food.
Porque te empieza a avergonzar lo que Dios llama bueno.
Because you start being ashamed of what God calls good.
Es cuando sabes que te está atrapando alguien.
That's when you know that someone is trapping you.
Dios viene y le pregunta a Adán.
And so God comes and asks Adam.
¿Qué hiciste?
What did you do?
¿Comiste del árbol que te dije que no comieras?
Did you eat of the tree that I told you not to eat from?
Mira la respuesta de Adán.
And now look what Adam says.
La mujer que tú me diste.
But the woman that you gave me.
¿Acá hay algún hombre que ha respondido así alguna vez?
Has there ever been a man that has responded in such a way?
No alce la mano porque.
Don't raise your hand. We don't want problems.
Y él dice, la mujer que tú me diste.
And so Adam replies to God, oh, but the woman that you gave me.
Fue quien me dio del fruto y yo comí.
Was the one that gave me of the fruit and I ate.
Y ahora el Señor le pregunta a la mujer, ¿qué has hecho?
And so now God asked the woman, what did you do?
La serpiente me engañó, contestó ella, y por eso comí.
The serpent tricked me, and that's what she replied.
Cuando uno cae en pecado,
when you fall in sin,
y empieza a experimentar las consecuencias del pecado,
and you begin to experiment the consequences of sin,
siempre vamos a empezar a buscar culpables.
We're always going to look for other people that are guilty.
Es que fue este.
Oh, it was this person.
Fue el otro.
It was this one.
Mi mujer.
Oh, it was my wife.
Mi amigo.
Oh, my friend.
El pastor.
Oh, the pastor.
Esa iglesia.
Oh, that church.
Amigo, el único responsable. Hágase así, hombre.
Let me tell you, the only person that's responsible, man, go like this.
Mujer, hágale así a su esposa.
Woman, go like this to your husband.
Hombre, es su responsabilidad mantener su casa en orden.
Men, it's your responsibility to keep your house in order.
De hablarles lo que Dios dice.
To speak what God says.
De enseñarles.
To teach them.
¿Sabe, a mi hija todos los domingos le pregunto?
Did you know that every single Sunday I ask my daughter?
Apenas salimos de acá.
When we're done here.
¿Qué aprendiste?
What did you learn?
¿Qué te enseñaron?
What did they teach you?
¿Qué hablaron?
What did they speak about?
Y veo, me trata de decir.
And sometimes she tries to tell me.
Solo tiene 3 años.
She's only 3 years old.
A veces me dice cosas muy coherentes.
Sometimes she tells me very coherent things.
A veces creo que no tiene ni idea.
Sometimes I just think she has no idea what she's talking about.
Y se lo explico.
And so I explain it to
y
her.
Y le hago preguntas.
And I ask her questions.
Hasta que me aseguro que entiende.
To the point where I feel like she understands.
Y cuando supo que lo entiende.
And when I know she understands.
Me quedo tranquilo.
Then I have peace.
Porque es mi responsabilidad que ella entienda, no de los maestros.
Because it's my responsibility that she would understand, not the teachers.
Una señora una vez vino en la iglesia de Toronto.
A lady one time from a church in Toronto came.
Me dijo, pastor, tengo que hablar con usted.
And she said, pastor, I need to speak to you.
Me parece el colmo que mi hijo venga viniendo aquí un año y no se sepa los 10 mandamientos.
I can't believe that my son has been coming here 1 year and he doesn't know the 10 commandments.
Y le dije, a mí me parece el colmo que lleve en su casa 8 años y no se lo sepa.
And I told her, I think it's crazy that he's been with you 8 years and he doesn't know it.
Porque la responsabilidad no es de los maestros en una hora.
Because the responsibility is not of teachers to teach all that in 1 hour.
Es de los padres en casa.
It's of the parents in their home.
De enseñar lo que Dios dice.
To teach what God says.
De que no haya ignorancia.
That there wouldn't be ignorance.
De que lo sepan muy bien.
That they would know it very well.
Él le dice, la mujer que tú me diste.
And so he says, the woman that you gave me.
Dios le pregunta a la mujer.
And so God asked the woman.
Fue la serpiente.
It was the serpent.
Y sí, fue la serpiente.
And yes, it was the serpent.
Pero toda la vida me he hecho esta pregunta.
But I've always asked myself this question.
¿Y qué hacía la serpiente hablando con esa mujer?
And why was the serpent even talking to her?
¿Usted cree que yo dejo que el diablo le hable a mi esposa?
Do you think I'm going to let the devil talk to my wife?
Yo cada rato me siento con ella.
Every now and then I sit down with her.
¿Cómo estás?
How are you?
¿Qué piensas?
What do you think?
¿Cómo te sientes?
How do you feel?
¿Qué hay de nuevo?
What's going on? What's new?
No, estoy cargada con esto.
No, you know what? I feel burdened with this.
Bueno, ¿cómo puedo ayudarte?
So how can I help you?
¿Qué hago?
What do I do?
Oremos por esto.
Let's pray for this.
Ay, es que fulana o fulano y no sé qué y pasó esto y eso me da rabia.
Oh, but this happened and this person did this and this and I just feel so angry about it.
Imagínese yo, sí, qué rabia, no, es que ese es un bobo.
Imagine say, oh no, you're right, that person is just stupid. You're correct.
De Jesús le diría a ese hombre, apártate de mí, Satanás.
And then that's when, you know, when the Lord Jesus said, you know, apart from me, Satan.
Le digo, mi amor, ¿sabes qué? Sí.
But instead, you know, I go, okay.
Fue injusto.
It was injustice.
Pero hay que perdonar.
But we have to forgive.
No está bien que te sientas así.
It's not correct that you would feel that
way. No está
way.
Bien que tu corazón esté cargado.
It's not correct that your heart would be burdened with that.
Oremos por esa persona.
So let's pray for that person.
Vamos a hablar con ellos y aclaremos esa situación.
Let's go speak with them and clarify the situation.
Al inicio me decía, ay, no, es que usted siempre me quieres exponer.
At the beginning, she would always tell me, oh, you just want to expose me, don't you?
Pero ella sabe que no es exponer.
But now she knows that I'm not trying to expose her.
Ya entiende que lo que no voy a permitir es darle cabida al diablo.
What she understands now is that I'm not going to give a foothold to the devil.
Y no voy a dejar que el diablo se siente a hablar con mi esposa.
And I'm not going to let the devil come and sit down and talk with my wife.
Porque después ella se va a sentar a hablar conmigo.
Because then she's going to come down and sit with me.
El diablo tiene mensajero.
And devil, you know, the devil has messengers sometimes.
Y después la va a utilizar a ella.
And then the devil's going to use her.
Para dañarme a mí.
To hurt me.
Y entonces después yo voy a estar pensando bobadas.
And then I'm going to be thinking stupid things.
Voy a dañar mi casa.
I'm going to damage my home.
Y cuando Dios me pregunte.
And then when God asks me.
¿Con qué le voy a salir? No, es que fue ella.
What am I going to say? No, it was her fault.
No era la culpa de ella.
It's not her fault.
Dios, el enemigo la usó.
The enemy used her.
Pero a mi responsabilidad asegurarme que el enemigo nunca le hablara.
But it's my responsibility to make sure that the enemy never spoke to her in
la
the first place.
La serpiente la engañó.
So the serpent tricked her.
Y sí la engañó. Eva dijo la verdad.
And so Eve said the truth.
Sí la engañó.
Yeah, he tricked her.
Porque no conocía muy bien la verdad.
Because she didn't know very well the truth.
Porque su esposo permitió que el enemigo hablara con ella.
Because her husband allowed the serpent to talk to her.
Porque cuando la vio haciendo lo malo, no corrigió, no detuvo la situación y la siguió.
Because when he saw her doing what was incorrect, he didn't stop the situation and correct her.
Y se dejó influenciar por ella para también hacer lo malo.
And he allowed her to influence him to also do what was incorrect.
La serpiente es engañosa.
Because the serpent is a trickster.
Y siempre usa la misma estrategia.
And he will always use the same strategy.
Pero ¿qué muestra toda esta historia?
But what does this whole story show?
Tres cosas, creo yo.
Three things I believe.
Uno.
One.
No confiar en Dios.
Not trusting in God.
Hay que creerle a Dios al 100.
We need to believe God 100%.
No solo en las partes que nos agradan.
Not just in the things that please us.
En lo que Dios dice.
But totally in what he says.
O le creo en todo, no le creo nada.
Or I completely believe him, or I don't believe in anything.
Pero no puedo escoger lo que me parece y lo que no.
But I can't pick and choose what is convenient for me.
Si le voy a creer,
if I believe him,
me lleva a lo segundo.
Then it takes me to the second.
Dejar
point,
la incredulidad.
To leave unbelief.
Porque hay cosas que se nos facilita creer.
Because there are things that are very easy for us to believe.
Pero hay otras que nos parecen loquísimas.
But then there's other things that we think are just crazy.
Y dudamos.
And we doubt.
Y pensamos que si no lo resolvemos en nuestra fuerza.
And we think that if we don't resolve it in
no
our strength, then it's not going to work.
Mira, si le creíste en algo y funcionó, créele en lo otro, va a funcionar.
But look, if you believe them in something and it worked, then believe him in all the other things and it will work.
Porque fiel es el que prometió.
Because he is faithful. To when what he promised.
¿Y si te cumplió en algo?
And if he fulfilled in one thing,
fácil,
then easily.
Créeme que en lo difícil también es capaz de cumplir.
Then in the difficult things, he is also going to fulfill what he said.
Yo le creo a Dios en cosas, digamos, simples.
I believe God in very simple things.
Y en cosas difíciles.
And also in things that are very hard.
Uy, Señor, pero aquí la veo dura.
There are times that like God, you know, this is pretty difficult.
Pero he tomado una decisión.
But I've made a decision.
Si me cumpliste en lo fácil,
if you fulfilled in what was easy,
no voy a dudar de ti en lo difícil.
Then I'm not going to doubt in you in the hard.
Voy a creerte.
I'm going to believe you.
Voy a hacerlo a tu manera.
I'm going to do it your way.
Voy a esperar en ti.
I'm going to wait on you.
Voy a hacer mi parte.
I'm going to do my part.
Hasta el día de hoy,
until up to this day,
Dios no me ha dejado tirado.
God has not left me behind.
Lo he visto obrar.
I've seen him work.
En las buenas y en las malas.
In the good and in the bad.
En lo fácil y en lo difícil.
And what was easy and what was
en
hard.
En lo posible y en lo imposible.
And what was possible and in the impossible.
Siempre ha sido fiel.
God has always been faithful.
Por eso sigo aquí.
And so that's why I'm still here.
Y lo tercero.
And so now the third thing.
Lo que demuestra esta historia.
What really this story shows.
Una falta de sacerdocio.
A lack of priesthood.
El hombre no entendió su función.
The man did not understand his function.
No entendió quién era en Dios.
He didn't understand who he was
no
in
entendió
God.
Quién era para su esposa.
He didn't understand who he was for his wife.
No entendió quién era ante la serpiente.
He didn't understand who he was before the serpent.
Y la serpiente le dio tres vueltas.
And so the serpent just spun
Hombres,
them around.
Tenemos que recuperar nuestra identidad.
And so men, we need to recover our identity.
Tenemos que recuperar nuestro diseño.
We need to recover our design.
Tenemos que recuperar nuestro propósito.
We need to recover our purpose.
Y ser esos hombres, cabezas de hogar.
And to be those men that are the head of our homes.
Que lideran su hogar.
That lead our homes.
Que son sacerdotes de su hogar.
That are priests in their homes.
Que saben formar y sacar lo mejor de su esposa.
That they would know how to form and take out the best of what's inside their wife.
De sus hijos.
Of their children.
Que saben liderar su hogar.
That they would know how to lead their home.
Y que saben llevar a su familia al cumplimiento de las promesas de Dios.
And that they would be able to know how to take their family to fulfill the promises of God.
Pero para eso hay que tener carácter.
But to do that you need character.
Compromiso y sacrificio.
You need to be committed and have sacrifice.
Inviertan tiempo.
Invest time.
Y dinero.
And money.
Y esfuerzo.
And effort.
En convertirse el hombre que Dios lo está llamando a ser.
And to become the man that God has called you to be.
Lo espero el sábado.
I'm going to be waiting for you on Saturday.
9 de la mañana.
9 a.m.
Hasta 2, 3 de la tarde.
Until 2 to 3 p.m.
Vamos a trabajar en esto.
We're going to work on this.
Este año tenemos un compromiso serio.
This year we have a serious commitment.
Sobre todo con los hombres.
Especially in regards to the men.
para levantarnos como los hombres que Dios nos llama a ser.
To raise up as the man that God has called us to be.
¿Qué es un hombre?
What is a man?
Vamos a responderlo en estos desayunos de sábado.
We're going to respond these things in these breakfasts that we have on Saturday.
Te invito a los campamentos y al evento del 6.
I invite you to the camp and to the event that we have on April 6th.
Mujer.
Woman.
¿Quieres ser sabia?
You want to be wise?
Dígale, chao, mijo.
Tell your husband, okay, you can go.
Váyase para allá.
Go over there.
Porque están, ay, pero ¿y con qué van a pagar eso?
But then you're like, oh, but how's he going to pay that?
¿Y qué voy a hacer hasta las 3 de la tarde?
What am I going to do till 3 p.m. by myself?
Pero no sé, demonio, yo que aquí lo estoy. Y hay que ir a mercar, acuérdese.
No, don't take long because we got to go grocery shopping, right?
Serpiente antigua. No se deje usar por el enemigo.
Don't allow yourself to be used by the enemy.
Suena triste.
It sounds sad.
Y usted dirá, ese pastor sí le dura a las mujeres. No, solo hoy.
And you say, oh, that pastor just likes to really, you know, like,
attacking women.
Attack the woman.
Solo hoy,
but it's only today that I'm doing that.
Pero no sea herramienta.
But don't be a tool.
Para la destrucción de su hogar.
For the destruction of your home.
No frene a que su esposo busque de Dios.
Don't break your husband from seeking God.
Que se reúna con otros hombres que tienen ese mismo plan y propósito.
From allowing him to come together with other men that would have that same plan and that same purpose.
Mire, si hay que comprar una caja de leche menos esta semana, no importa, pero que venga.
Look, if you gotta buy one milk carton less this week, then do it, but don't stop them from coming.
Y si definitivamente no hay ni un peso, llámeme, yo le pago el desayuno,
and
no importa,
definitely
pero
you have
que venga.
$0 and you need the money, call me and I will pay for it, but just come.
Porque si el hombre hace lo que Dios lo llama a hacer.
Because if the man does what God calls him to do.
Si entra en su identidad.
If he enters into his identity.
Y cumple su propósito.
And he fulfills his purpose.
Créame que todo cambia en el hogar.
Then I promise you that everything will change in your home.
Y esa casa va a ser bendecida.
And that will be a house that is blessed.
Esa casa va a ver el favor de Dios.
That house will see the favor of God.
Esa casa va a prosperar.
That house will prosper.
Y esa va a ser una casa de propósito.
And that will be a home of purpose.
Y una casa que deja un legado para generaciones.
And a home that leaves a legacy for generations.
Impulse a su hombre a buscar a Dios.
So impulse your husband to seek God. Help him.
Solo a eso.
Just to do that.
Todo lo demás, ahí ya se lo dejo a su discreción.
Everything else I'll leave to your discretion.
Pero en todo lo que sea buscar a Dios.
But in everything that has to do with seeking
ay,
the Lord.
¿Cómo que se va a ir a acampar tres días?
What do you mean he's going to go camp for three days?
Váyase a esa montaña a encontrarse con Dios.
Go to that mountain and find yourself with God.
Vaya, ve, no vuelva hasta que no tenga propósito, porque
tell
es que
him,
es muy difícil seguir a un tipo que no sabe para dónde va.
And tell your husband, don't come back until you have and you found your purpose, because it's very difficult to follow a man that has no purpose.
¿Cómo admirar a alguien que no sabe lo que está haciendo?
How am I going to admire somebody that has no idea what they're doing?
¿Cómo seguir a alguien que cambia de opinión cada fin de semana?
How to follow somebody that changes opinion every weekend?
¿Es difícil o no, mujer?
Is it not hard, woman?
Esperamos que este servicio haya sido de mucha bendición para tu vida. La palabra de Dios es esa semilla que tiene el potencial de transformar todo en nuestras vidas. Atesórala y ponla en práctica. No olvides seguir conectado a esta familia de Nuevo Amanecer Cali. Recuerda que puedes seguirnos en todas nuestras redes sociales: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify y Apple Podcasts.
Bien, y si quieres sembrar en nuestro ministerio, recuerda que si estás en Canadá, lo puedes hacer a través de un email transfer enviándolo a admin@nacalgary.ca, admin@nacalgary.ca. Y si estás en el extranjero, también puedes donar a través de nuestro link de donación allí en nuestra página de Facebook. Si estás en persona, recuerda que puedes usar los datáfonos para tarjeta de débito, crédito o en cash. Muchas gracias por todas las semillas que siembra nuestro ministerio. Nos permiten llevar la palabra de Dios a todo el mundo y poder seguir sembrando semillas que transforman vidas. Los amamos. Bendiciones.